The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from the New England Patriots draft headquarters inside Gillette Stadium, this is PFW in Progress.
Okay, football fans, welcome to the NFL draft. Let's get back to some football.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Look, I am a football idiot.
Go F yourself back.
Grandpa Draft, Paul Perillo.
I think a guy like Solder, not sold.
I don't know how many times I can say this. I was wrong. Yes, I was wrong.
Mr. Draft himself, Andy Hart.
Literally hear the echoes in his head. When he talks, it's like this vast cavern of nothingness inside that big fat noggin. That's right, you've got a storm going on inside your head. There's no doubt.
And Mrs. Draft, Eric Scalavino.
Screw you, bitch.
Eleanor.
Whoa.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
With the 27th pick, with the 31st pick in the NFL draft, the New England Patriots like
Fred, Paul, Andy, and Eric welcome you to round one of the 2012 NFL draft.
The draft. The draft is officially open.
All right, welcome to PFW Progress and our special draft edition. We are going to be here as long as it takes. That's all I can really say. We're going to be here as long as it takes to finish out this first round. So we're thinking 11:30 Eastern time. I don't know. But just hang with us, and we will be here taking your calls, emails, and covering every pick as it happens here in PFW in Progress. Paul's here. Andy's here. Eric's here. Kevin's here. Matt's here. Everybody's here. We're ready to go. And so is the league. They're going to be ready to go pretty soon, too. We know what the first two picks are, and we've had some late developments. Guys, why don't you, if anyone isn't aware of the switch that happened recently, why don't we tell them about that?
The Cleveland Browns traded up with the Minnesota Vikings, swapping the fourth and third picks. Who's playing with stuff over there? Because I'm crackling in
we
and out.
We lost for a second there, but we're back.
And they gave up a fourth, a fifth, and a seventh to move up that one spot. And according to the NFL trade value chart that's available on the internet, the Browns did not give up the full value of 400 points that it should take to make that jump up. They gave approximately or exactly 156, excuse me, and therefore got the better of that deal by like a third-round pick. And they should take Trent Richardson.
Rumor has it. That Andy's been singing that song all night.
If they don't take Trent Richardson, then it's a terrible move.
And if you have this issue of PFW, you can follow along with the trades this evening.
And
with
I think you might consult it a number of times throughout this draft, including with the Patriots.
And not that we need to take too much time on Cleveland's trade here, but even less points given up than Andy and I calculated because the fourth-round pick is actually a pick that Cleveland got from Atlanta.
Oh, it's not even
in
theirs.
In the trade last year. So it's
all right,
118
podium.
Overall, so it's not even as high as you might think.
It's prime time in the 2012 NFL Draft. This is an exciting night for our players, for our teams, and for you, the fans. The season begins tonight, so let's kick it off.
Can they hear me?
The 2012 NFL Draft is officially open. The Indianapolis Colts are on the clock.
Let's get past the Colts.
Can we get past the Colts and the Redskins, please? Yeah.
Let's find out. Are we on? I'm just making sure. We are, right?
I think so.
Let's just get to the Browns and see if they take Richardson, and let's get this fun going. Although there was a late report that I found mildly interesting from somebody on Twitter that a source told somebody that had Polian not been fired, very legitimately, RG3 would have been the pick for the Colts and not Andrew Luck.
Wow.
But Polian was fired and works on ESPN now, and what's that new guy's name, the young guy with the hair?
Ryan Grigson.
Wears sunglasses.
Yeah, he's
the
in Colts a lot of his league
suck
right now. You know what, though, about the two quarterbacks going back-to-back, there have been a lot of instances where that's happened in past drafts, and usually one of the two doesn't pan out.
Sucks.
Yeah, more often than not. One of the exceptions was you have to go quite a ways back.
I thought they weren't allowed to show him on the phone.
I guess.
In the green room.
Well, maybe they're breaking their own. It's the NFL Network.
Well, it's Andrew Luck. We kind of know what's going on there, right?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, it was already announced.
But what you were...
My point, though, was that... I think this year could be an exception where the two quarterbacks taken with the first two picks end up being legitimate stars in this league for quite a while.
Or at the I guess this is a dangerous assumption or feeling to make, but and they probably didn't think that Ryan Leaf was going to be the dink that he turned out to be and have so many problems, but I don't know. These two don't seem like they're going to – one of them is going to be bust of that level where he'll be a bad guy screaming at people, drug abuse. But, yeah, I guess once they get their $25 million, you never really know what's going to happen.
Ryan Leaf is still making news for that kind of stuff.
Right. And he's a sick person. He has issues. He has – but, these guys both, by all accounts, are pretty stand-up, captain-type leadership, quality guys. I think there were signs with Ryan Leaf. As you read back some of these agents and the dealings they had within trips to Vegas and how he was kind of...
Here comes the commissioner to the pick.
The official word.
All right, let's go
to
the podium.
In the 2012 NFL Draft, the Indianapolis Colts select Andrew Luck, quarterback, Stanford.
There goes our mock.
Shaka. All right, so one down, one to go. I'm glad the Colts didn't take the whole 10 minutes.
PFW mock draft 1-for-1 so far, Freddie.
So Washington is up on the clock now, and of course they're going to take RG3. Paul, why did you have your head in your hands a minute ago? Are you all right?
I may have been asleep.
Oh, okay.
You've been giddy for the last 4 hours, though.
Well, I'm kind of like Andy. Can we get these
is
first
getting
couple
his
of...
corsage for the prom?
Let's get in these first couple of picks over with, and then we can get on with the guys we don't know about.
Why are the Colts celebrating? What are you celebrating?
I know.
You knew you had him. You had the first pick. All nothing. Right. What are you celebrating? You didn't do
Dog
anything.
Dog and pony show.
Because Roger Goodell told him, damn it, this is a great night for you.
Woo-wee!
He did. He told us we have to be excited.
He told us it's a great night for us, too.
All right.
God complex. Is. He is God.
Good night for me doesn't involve. Never mind.
All right. So Washington is on the clock right now. They're going to take RG3.
He has his Washington-colored... what are those colors, Eric?
Chase your dream socks.
Gold. I figured you'd know the exact color. I just say, like, red and gold or something.
Well, you'd be wrong.
I know.
I thought that was a little much on NFL Network with the red carpet.
Yeah.
That's, come on.
You know you're going over the top when Fred is disagreeing with the decision.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. I mean,
you didn't care for it.
Yeah, not at all. So, but if people didn't see that the guys were coming to the draft and they were interviewing them and asking them what they're wearing and...
you should know, though, Fred.
The new Grammys.
What was it? It wasn't just the red carpet. It was the GMC red carpet.
Right.
If somebody's going to pay,
sure,
we'll take your money.
Absolutely. I don't know how many people were watching, but...
It doesn't matter. If you're the league, do you care?
I'm sure.
You have GMC's money, you already cashed the check, and it's already in the bank.
No, I'm just...
And I'm sure the number is bigger than it's ever been, because that's what they're going to tell us tomorrow.
Well, they've never had a red carpet, so there's nothing to go against it, so... They're setting a precedent.
I'm talking about the whole thing.
I know you are.
Are you guys going to fight about ratings in
yes.
the first 5 minutes of our bleeping four-hour
All right,
show?
What was the fight?
Let's talk about the Patriots a little bit.
Rumor had it.
Are you guys sticking with what you've
rumor
been saying?
Rumor had it.
Or do you, have you changed opinions of late?
I don't know. What have I been saying? You're going to need to clarify.
Because I don't have any better idea what the Patriots are going to do right now than I did, say, a month ago.
No, you weren't enlightened by Bill's...
the National Football League.
Appearance on the NFL Network.
But we should probably
get
address,
to the rumor had
yeah,
it.
Yeah, address the news of the day, if you want to call it news. The rumor
had it.
Albert Breer, NFL Network.
Had it.
Had a post in the middle of the... Are you going to do this every time? just checking. But he did post a report middle of the afternoon suggesting the Patriots had conversations with Seattle to move up to number 12.
Come on, Seattle.
Pete.
The draft chart would certainly indicate that 27 and 31 are more than enough
yep.
to get up to number 12. So,
what about some of those second-round picks?
The trade is realistic, as Breer proposed, 27 and 31 to get up to number 12. Albert just put out there that Mark Barron, the safety from Alabama, might be the object of Bill's desire. Some other guys that Andy and I and Eric sort of batted around, a lot of different guys, some cornerbacks maybe. Andy likes Stephon Gilmore. Dre Kirkpatrick is also there. Defensive lineman like Michael Brockers has been thrown out there. Yep. Fletcher Cox is another one. Eric likes Cox.
That's very poor, Paul. That's very poor, Paul.
You know, a guy like Melvin Ingram
could be
around at number 12.
But I think what got a lot of people a Twitter was the tweet from the official Patriots account denying that they had talked to Seattle
about that. Came much later. Stacey Dales, also of NFL Network.
Right.
Who is in the house.
Immediately tweeted that she spoke to, no one has spoken from the Patriots, not the coach, not Casario, not anybody, to Seattle about the possibilities of making such a move. So it was immediately shot down, and then, as Fred said, even the Patriots' official Twitter handle, at Patriots, whatever.
That's what it
is. That,
is.
Well, it changed, so I don't...
It's at Patriots.
You know, next week it might be, you know, at New England.
You don't have to be flippant about it.
Well, I just want to make sure I got it right.
You did.
Now they're fighting about Twitter names.
And the Patriots
That's
have said...
We can't wait till hour three with Fred
There have
Paul.
Been no conversations with Seattle. Correct? That's what it said?
That's right. What it said.
No conversations with Seattle.
The Patriots have not... exactly, Paul.
And I don't believe that.
So, well, the Patriots have not spoken with Seattle about moving up to the number 12 pick.
It could be an email.
Right. You're
Facts.
Taking it literally.
Exactly. Smoke signal.
Right.
No,
but
I believe that the Patriots have spoken with everyone.
Right, yeah. And they probably have because this happens every single year.
Mm-hmm.
Every year they are reportedly going up somewhere pretty high, whether it's Detroit's pick to get Dwayne Robertson or blah, blah, blah to get Laron Landry, blah, blah, blah to get somebody else, and then they deny it and it never happens.
So
they've already denied it, and within a couple hours we'll get to the part where it never happens.
Right.
But I find very interesting, Mark Barron, who we've said, you know.
Everybody's talking about people moving up to
get him. He's now the greatest player in the history of the National Football
League. Right.
I'm surprised he's not going three to Cleveland.
No one has been talked about more for movement than him today.
He's now grossly overrated. I think.
You think so?
I was hoping coming into this whole process, if you remember, he'd be underrated because of the injury. Maybe you could actually get him 27 down. It sounds like he may go 10 now or somewhere up there. The Cowboys wanted him, and reports out of Dallas, they've resigned themselves to the fact that he won't be available, and I believe they pick 14. So he's going 13 or above, and I think he's a solid player. I don't think he's a game changer. I don't think he's a Ed Reed Hall of Fame All-Pro.
It's really interesting because the early mocks had him all at the bottom. Everyone had him at the bottom of the first round.
Who's this?
And Mark Barron.
We get back to the whole thing that Alabama had the best defense in college football. And they could have five guys go in this first round. Who's good? You know, the Ravens thing. Who's Ed Reed and who's Ray Lewis? Who's Adalys Thomas?
Right.
And I don't necessarily know the answer to that. I'm not going to pretend that Upshaw is better than Drake Kirkpatrick or Hightower. But I find it hard to believe they're all great.
That is the...
Or is Nick Saban even the great one?
That's the danger of picking, like you just said, a team that has such a solid defense from front to back. Who's really the playmakers in that defense? Or is it a collection of good players that play well together?
I think Barron is closer to good, solid. You'll be happy with him. But as I said the other day, kind of jokingly, a rich man's James Sanders. Good, solid player that's probably not going to change a lot of games.
Here comes
Goodell. Let's
go
to the podium.
With the second pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Washington Redskins select Robert Griffin III, quarterback Baylor.
I was wondering if it was going to be Robert Griffin II or III, so I'm glad that he clarified that.
All right, so everything going as planned.
And they
so
used
far.
Paul the three I's. They didn't go with the three. I know you like to write RG3.
What do you mean? Who's they?
I don't know. Everybody.
Well, when you're writing the guy's name out, you have to write the I's.
He is all on right, edge another tonight.
We are really. Not, it's too early to be
right,
arguing.
Draft
like this.
Guys, another question along the same
I'll
lines of the Alabama defense. LSU also had a good defense.
Yes. Yep.
Claiborne.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Overrated or right where he should be?
Overrated.
Really?
Yes.
He's not as good as Peterson was.
I didn't think Peterson was that good. I think they're both solid but not great. I'm not in love with their cover skills, pure cover skills.
And Peterson was more of a
returner.
Return
I mean,
guy.
That was obvious that he was going to have
and
an impact
think,
as a returner.
And I don't
first.
Think this guy is as good as Peterson was.
The best
as
cover corner
back,
in the draft is Janoris Jenkins.
Back. Yeah.
Put their two tapes in. Watch it for a half hour, whatever, and then come away and tell me just blindly. You don't know who's has kids, who's supposed to go five, who's not. And I think you say Jenkins is a better player.
All right, so another question I have. With the swap, you have Cleveland moving up. Everyone thinks they're going to take Richardson with that pick.
Who could be the best player in the draft.
Who do the Vikings pick?
I wouldn't be surprised if they trade again.
Well, they could trade again. They could go down to five.
Yeah.
Because originally the trade talk was Bucks to Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Browns get in there to get Richardson, I guess, whatever.
And the Vikings could just be accumulating picks and get some more.
Just move down again.
Yeah.
They need him. And, I mean, if you get your guy, if they want Khalil and they think they're going to go, or if they want Blackman and they think whatever it is, as long as you manipulate it properly, you've added good stock to your team.
Well, Cleveland's on the clock. We think they're going to take Richardson, although there's some rumors wanted Blackman.
Yep.
I think they take the running back.
I think they should.
Yeah.
As I said,
said Blackman sucks. You said that earlier.
I didn't really mean he sucks.
You said
I don't
it,
think
though.
He's.
He does not suck.
He's not Calvin Johnson.
Paul's here.
He's not A.J. Green. He's not that level Hall of Fame type talent. He's good. He's going to make plays for you. I have no problem with that.
He's the best receiver in this draft.
I think Richard, yes.
But he's.
But even
not
that
worth
came
it.
Into debate at some points. There started to, you know, over the last 3 weeks, some Michael Floyd's better than Blackman type stuff. But I just think Richardson is great. And I know everybody likes to poo-poo the value of a running back, but if I don't have a quarterback, I'd really like to have a running back. It's really bad to not have both.
All right.
What did you also think today, guys, about there was some reports, I don't know if you guys saw this, but out of Cleveland, where they're now saying they're very much expecting a big jump from Colt McCoy and all that. You know, was that an effort to...
To not speculate that they're going to pick up a quarterback late?
Yeah, and to help, you know, pave the way for a trade. You know, say we want Richardson. I don't mean, I'm just wondering.
Because a lot of the speculation...
Do you think they really are sold on Colt McCoy and that they're expecting a big jump?
No.
I guess is my question.
No.
I don't either.
I think there's still a chance that they go after Whedon at some point.
You do?
Yes.
Okay. Well, getting
maybe
the,
with us,
but maybe they like Whedon better than
down
say
at,
Tannehill,
27 or 31.
So yeah, they want to wait down there and see.
And
if
they already
pick
at 22.
And by the way, they still have 10 picks.
So if you get Richardson, Kenny Wright, and Whedon, let's go. Let's go play.
Okay,
Kenny, you call him Kenny now?
I call him Kenny. For some reason, I call him Kenny, so I'm just sticking with it.
So the Browns still have plenty of picks. They have 10 picks despite that trade.
Yeah.
So they still have, I would say, plenty to make a trade with the Patriots to try to get down and pick them, or they could pick them, you know, a little bit later on their own anyway.
Another question I have, first-round value, is the DeCastro, the guard from Stanford.
Tremendous.
Rated very high.
Good tremendous.
But he's a guard.
Not a single flaw in his game.
Is that right?
Very good.
He's a good player. I like him.
And where do you think he'll go?
No idea.
Middle of the round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's not a guy that gets by on Andrew Luck having a great year, sort of the way their tight end is going
right because
now.
You just watch the tape. Can he block? Can he not block? Can he play? Jonathan Martin, his left tackle for Andrew Luck, is not good. He was highly overrated, and he has now his stock has fallen so much so that he might leave the first round. But he played with the same great quarterback, and it didn't – I mean, you just watch the tape and see if the guy can play or not. He was overrated.
What about the tight end from Stanford?
I think he's pretty good.
He is going to get overrated because he's the best tight end. Just like Kahn's is going to get overrated because he's the best
center. But overrated, he's still going to probably go at the end of the first round.
Yeah, I'm not sure he's a first-round pick.
But if he's at the very end, you know those late first-round picks are just as good as a second-round
pick.
It all depends.
Except when it's a second-round pick, it's just as good as a first.
It all depends on what you think of the guy. If you think he's good, you say, well, he's a first-round pick. If you think he wasn't, you go, well, you know, it's the last pick of the first round. You know, it's like a second-round pick.
All right, well, let's
But I think he's – I'm with Eric. I think he's pretty good.
Let's get to some quick emails while we have the chance. Fred in Dublin writes in, great work. The only place for the draft is PFW. No F-bombs is a bit of a letdown, though.
I agree.
I'll give it time. We've got 3 hours to go.
Quick and possibly odd question, but if a player who you might value as a fourth rounder but is available in the third round and you don't have a pick until late in the fourth while not being sure that the player will be there – are teams really so strict with their boards that they won't take that player slightly early?
I think some teams are, and some of those teams may inhabit this, whatever that word is.
Inhabit this facility?
Yes.
Right.
I think other teams would say, do I want him on my team?
Yeah.
Is this the way I kind of get him? I want him on my team. I'm taking him.
Jeff,
and I think that's the way to do it.
Me too.
Jeff wants to know, where is James Pettigrew? Isn't he meant to read out the pick is in, like we had him do last year?
And evidently it is in, by the way, but they're in a commercial.
Oh.
That's unfortunate. Does my draft tracker work?
And he says, by the way, can you move PFW Progress to this time all the time? It makes my working day much better here in Melbourne.
What?
So.
That's funny. He's in Melbourne.
And
but yeah, sure.
James Pettigrew writes in. He wants to know, did our lads get the first two picks right? they didn't have RG3 in their book, so I'm not sure if that's a typo or what. No,
rumor has it.
Everybody had that right. Let's see. Nano writes in. He says,
haven't heard from him.
Can RG3 get a hat that fits? He's been the Redskins' choice for a month, and they still didn't get a hat that fits.
I didn't see that, but I can.
Is the dreads maybe?
Maybe the hair has something.
But still, you can compensate for that, right?
I don't know.
You know what?
Andy couldn't.
You know what you're dealing with.
It is what it is.
Andy got drafted. They wouldn't be able to put a hat on.
Maybe he will finally bring to light the issue that I've been talking about for years.
You should know. I got a little wiener.
Dan the Buy Man says, too excited. Who are they going to pick first, offense or defense?
Of all the defensive and outside linebackers you guys mentioned, I don't really like Chandler Jones, Branch, Upshaw, Copples, etc. Andy, why are you so high on Jones?
I think he's a good, solid player in this draft. I think he has.
I think he's overrated for the first round.
Well, he's going to be overrated now because it's a terrible draft. I'm reading now all these tweets. People say it's mediocre. Some like it, some don't. Put me in the don't.
Okay. Other than Merciless, I like Massaquoi and McClellan. I think they're going to be good. And Paul's guy, Irvin, is a very good pass rusher like Von Miller.
Head case.
All those are second-rounders. We should have plenty of ammo to get them.
Here comes the commissioner with we got a pick.
Third pick in the 2012 NFL draft. The Cleveland Browns select Trent Richardson, running back, Alabama.
Trent Richardson goes to Cleveland, so he's off the board.
As he should. Make them forget about all that whack job they had last year.
I'll see if they give him a hat that fits.
Well, that's good. I mean, even if they stick with McCoy this year, which even if they draft Whedon or Tannehill, maybe they don't start right away, they got this running back that's going to take some of the pressure off whoever's behind center.
I mean, McCoy is an athletic quarterback, so you can run some of those boots.
Waggles.
Fred.
Waggle. Good. Good old term
there, good use
Fred.
Of waggle.
If Richardson is what I think he's going to be, he will make whoever takes the snap significantly better.
Okay, Vikings are on the board right now. Now, this is a question. Who do you think they take at
four? Or do they trade
again? I think they trade.
Well, they could. People are saying they could move down to five or six.
Mm-hmm. If you go by best player, they should take Khalil. If you go, seems like they don't want to take Khalil, that there's some angst against it. I don't know
if they want Blackman.
Well, I think that's what it is. I think it's an owner looking for a splashy, sell tickets, build
stadium.
Me a stadium, right. Get me some politicians
and
in my
luxury box. And
he drafted
a quarterback
box.
In the first
so
round last year.
So who would that
year,
guy
so
be then?
Blackman. Oh, that's Blackman.
Okay. Yeah.
To me, it's Khalil or Blackman, and Blackman is the ownership, sexy, sell it pick.
I understand Andy's point, and he's probably going to be right. I think there's a chance, however, that it's Khalil, and it's been Khalil all along, and they just wanted to do this to get picks. They wanted to make sure that whoever was going to trade with them knew that they weren't interested in Khalil so they could get some picks and get the guy they wanted. So I think they might end up staying.
Adam Schefter just said
that
the Vikings took Matt Khalil.
No.
I thought we weren't supposed to be doing that.
Well, that's what he said. And Tampa Bay traded their pick, presumably to Jacksonville.
Who's saying this already?
Adam Schefter is already saying that. Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see. Steven Westford says the signs are there already.
Andy, I can hear that every time.
Andy's going to lose control at some point tonight.
He already did.
Please be proactive and give him a 5-minute timeout every 30 minutes or so. Otherwise, you'll be kicking him off the show again.
No, you won't. I haven't been kicked off in 7-8 years.
It's been a long time, yeah. let's see. Who is this? I don't know. He says, I think teams looking to get ahead of the Colts for Fleener are put right in the Patriots' wheelhouse between 27 and 31. Mm. Included in different teams looking at different quarterbacks in that same area, that is going to help in any potential trade out. What or who else do you think will be in demand in that area?
Can you read that first part again? Looking to get in front of the Colts?
Teams trying to get in between 27 and 31.
In front of the Pats,
front of the Pats, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Oh, unless he meant the Colts at the beginning of the second round, and they're looking at the Pats picks at the end of the first.
Yeah, I think the team to try to get in front of if you want Fleener is the Giants.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think that makes sense for anybody who wants a tight end, because I think New York would take him.
Eddie wants to know any chance of Kendall Wright falling to us, and what do you think of Shea McClellan?
Shea McClellan's a nice player, but I wouldn't want him in the
solid
first round.
Second round pick.
Yeah,
I like McClellan. Don't love him. I think there is a chance that Kendall Wright drops there, but I'm kind of scared to take a wide receiver in the first round. Yeah,
I think there's a chance they take one.
And
I think there definitely is a chance.
No, I think it's Kendall Wright.
I think Kendall. I think they like Kendall Wright.
I think he has the size. I think he's a deep threat. I remember reading one scout calling him the best deep threat in this draft. But I don't think he's just a deep threat. You know, he's not the Stephen Hill one-trick pony. He's a guy that's had two very productive years. He can run other routes. He's a more polished route runner. And I think he'd be more likely to come in right away and not only contribute, but he might be better long-term as an all-around receiver, intermediate routes and all that.
He's not a huge receiver.
No, he's 6'2", I believe.
But he's still bigger than a lot of the ones on this team already.
Right.
Todd writes in, great open. Kevin finally did something. Let's
was it
go.
Kevin,
get,
or
let's
was it
get
Matt?
Some help for the D today.
Let's give
prediction:
it to Matt.
Which team does Janoris Jenkins scream?
New England.
Now that Al Davis is dead, it's Cincy. Look for a Patriot trade with either of Cincy's picks. Pats move up for Upshaw. Cincy moves down and takes Jenkins. Book it. That's Todd writing in. could happen. Anton in the UK, how about shut up with the spoiler picks? We want to follow the rumors. We will have Twitter open ourselves. So, Eric, people yelling at you.
Screw them.
Well, I got to defend Eric on that. That's news.
Yeah, part of our job is to break news, or to break news that's already been broken.
And wait a minute. Why?
Screw you, bitch.
Plus, so, simmer down over there.
Blame the NFL because there's not supposed to be any leaks. Nothing is supposed to be reported.
Well, the NFL's right. not going to leak it,
but if it's already leaked, we have to report it.
That's his job.
Yeah.
If it came to Adam Schefter, it came from the NFL. The teams are part of the NFL. Like, someone our team was told in a memo, do not tweet your
picks. What about a player's agent?
No, didn't happen.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is a player's agent privy to that trade?
Yeah.
Why are they calling it? How's an agent finding out?
This is coming from the league.
The pick is in, apparently.
Of course it is. They're six picks ahead, according to Adam Schefter.
And by the way, Trent Richardson's hat did not fit.
No, it didn't.
So these hats are ugly and don't
fit? Let's go to the podium.
And didn't they cut the jerseys wrong with Nike or something?
But let's not go to the podium. I heard the podium. No?
There's no one at the podium. We're looking at Mike Mayock. Tell us how smart he is.
I know, but that TV's not in sync. That's why I'm...
Okay, I'll look at that TV. We're looking at Mike Mayock. Tell us how smart he is.
Jonathan,
are they just going to fight about everything now, Eric?
Jonathan in Orlando, Florida says, so the Vikings were certainly not going to take Trent Richardson, which means there had to have been another team looking to trade with Minnesota in order to get him. This must have forced Cleveland to make the trade and give up all those other picks. But a lot of people think Cleveland got fleeced. That's not true.
Not according to the trade value chart. The numbers are a little different now because I didn't know it wasn't
there. But they're
even
better in favor of Cleveland.
They didn't come anywhere near close to the 400-point value that it's supposed to take to jump up that one spot. By the original calculations, it was equal to
154 or something like that?
And it was like the amount they didn't pay was equal to like the 69th pick in the draft, and it could be even higher than that. So they, I mean, Cleveland did a great job.
All right, here's the Vikings selection.
He's not quite
four
there.
And no. Five have already right, been here selected. Comes. Six is on the clock. Let's hear the Vikings pick at four and end that
with
suspense.
With the fourth pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Matt Khalil.
Oh,
tackle, USC.
Okay, surprise?
Football beats business. That's what this is.
A little surprised. Yeah.
This is a solid blue chip pick.
He's one of the top three players in the draft.
I think it's a great pick.
It is what I just said.
But the
solid blue chip pick.
But didn't you hear the guy who yelled at Eric for actually giving the news?
Right.
Okay.
Did you hear what they were saying right before the commissioner spoke?
No, Matt.
Apparently 5 and 6 are already set in stone, all set. And,
and
that's why Schefter's so far ahead.
Yeah. I got to assume it's Blackman.
Schefter's reporting
right?
the trade with Tampa Bay. It was Jacksonville. They gave up their first rounder and a fourth rounder to move up to Tampa Bay's five slot.
To get Blackman.
But didn't say that, but that's probably what's...
Damn it. Even more trouble for Taylor Price.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be
Blackman. He's hurt, too. Did you
Is
see that?
Again? How? How did he get hurt?
In workouts. Stress fracture in his foot, I believe.
For God's sake.
Might have to have surgery or maybe did have
Wouldn't
surgery.
Wouldn't it be funny if, like, every team just flew through this and this whole thing took 45
yes,
minutes?
That would be great.
I know great. Every team wouldn't.
After all the NFL built this up, we're not going to leak picks. The whole thing takes 45 minutes.
Who's that blonde with Khalil?
Oh, damn. Boy. Here we go. We're getting distracted.
Wag!
Nick writes in,
Wag Elf,
not Nick Saban. He says, for the first time, I took a franchise all the way to the draft in Madden. Finally, I could run the draft my way. The result? Didn't take my first pick until the end of the second round, and I have three first-rounders next year. Feels great. Here is my draft question. Would you be happier with Barron at 12 or Upshaw at 16?
Upshaw at 16.
Okay.
Because that's the position they need more.
I agree. I think he's a better player.
That too.
I think I'd go that way myself. So it's a consensus. Mr. Draft is typing something.
I'm surprised he didn't weigh in.
I was trying to blog, but
it's really hard when you're on the radio.
He blogs.
Do you want me to not blog?
That wasn't me. That was Fred.
I don't know what you want me to do.
I'm just saying he blogs.
I
was
imitating
him
guys.
From earlier.
I can't do everything.
Okay.
That's what my wife tells me when she gets like all sulky, woe is me.
Jacksonville is on the clock.
And they're going to take Blackman.
So
unless... They don't.
Oh, that's deep.
Yeah.
No, but
who else would they take?
Who
do you think?
Who else would they take?
Claiborne.
I mean, you got
Claiborne's a possibility.
Claiborne.
I still got
Who's
to think
their
it's
head coach?
Oh, Malarkey.
Malarkey. That's a bunch of Malarkey.
Fletcher
you
have, Cox.
You invested in a quarterback. Get him a weapon. Get him an elite weapon.
Yeah, and I still think the quarterback has something. I don't think
I
he's
still
great
do too.
I don't think he's great, but I think he has some talent.
Capable. Well, my only fear with him is he got David Card. Is that he's never the same.
I don't think he's as good as you thought he was coming out, but I can't think he's as bad as he looked last year.
I mean, protection would be an issue too. But there's nobody worth it. If Khalil were still on the board, Khalil could be a possibility, but I think it's going to be Black.
The pick is in. All but the we're picks at a are commercial, in. So Eric, look at your Twitter. No, you're on the computer.
Now everybody's talking about Dallas moved up into St. Louis's
this
spot.
This draft is an
overall.
Absolute debacle in terms of production. Yeah. In terms of the draft, I love it.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
But
too many commercials.
Right.
They screwed
at some point, you got to stick with the draft and say, I'll squeeze my commercials in on the back end when the Patriots are taking their full 20.
That's a big jump from 14 to 6. That's a big jump.
We're watching NFL Network. We don't know how ESPN's handling this, but this is not the way to handle it.
No.
You know,
we should probably have another screen, huh?
Well, I'll say this.
Can I go on my Verizon app and get that?
You should have fewer commercials early in the draft like this.
Right.
Yeah.
You should stack them later on.
Right.
This is Bush.
This is the what did you just say?
Bush. Joey writes in. He says, "Hey, Fred, Paul, Andy, and Angry Eric, your show is the only place to track the draft. I'm hoping Belichick stands pat and takes a defensive end and outside linebacker with 27 and 31. Alas, I know he will trade out one of those picks to next year. And by the way, Fred, your shows are the best available anywhere these days. One minute I'm thinking about the draft, and out of the blue you have me walking down memory lane, remembering moon landing and Kennedy assassination. You guys are the best." Well, that's what we do.
Yeah.
We're not a one-trick pony here.
Rory in Manchester, UK, says ESPN is commercial-free for the first hour.
Yeah, I think that's what NFL Network should be doing.
Yeah.
But that's what happens when you film out of your basement.
Well, then we should move to ESPN. They've lost our loyalty.
Trying. There we go.
Yeah.
A little snow.
I can see through the blizzard.
Hold on. It's better now.
Okay, should I leave my hand here? Stand there. Lift your leg.
Evidently, that Dallas trade is legit. Dallas moved from 14 to 6.
Really?
Cowboys gave up the 14th overall pick and the 45th overall pick to move up to 6.
How about them Cowboys?
Who's the 5th pick? Because if you're getting Tony Romo,
here comes the commissioner.
Hold on.
Tampa Bay has traded the 5th pick to Jacksonville with the 5th pick in the 2012 NFL draft. The Jacksonville Jaguars select Justin Blackman, wide receiver, Oklahoma State.
Who are the Cowboys after? Probably defense.
Wow.
Right? Wouldn't you think? I would think
that
they're going to go for Fletcher Cox.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
You like Cox, huh?
This one.
Fletcher does Dallas.
Cox is pretty big in Rhode Island, right?
The only thing that would be funny is we know the Cowboys liked Barron. And we've been talking about how his stock has gone through the roof.
Barron at 6?
I'm just saying, the guy's been nonstop on an escalator to like the Hall of Fame.
It's true.
So I don't think it's the pick, but that would be shocking, actually.
It would.
RL says, here's a thought. Don't watch the draft on ESPN. Then you don't have to hear Adam Schefter spoiling it for us. NFL Network said they won't tell us before the commissioner does.
I don't care if it's spoiled. I want to know as soon as possible.
That's what it is, Fred.
What's happening?
What's that?
NFL Network is adhering to the NFL's rules.
Right.
And ESPN isn't. That's why they're behind.
Yep. Jonathan Hart says,
hey!
Why watch ESPN? Might as well just read Twitter. I guess so. If you follow the right people, you're going to get the info.
The bottom line is, do you want the information as soon as possible or not? So stop complaining when you're getting the information.
Well, that's the bottom line. Some people want it in, you know, without having to look at all these different sources.
Then don't look at all those different sources. Then just put your TV on NFL Network and sit
there. Just listen to us.
But I think they're telling you to shut up.
Right.
Because you're spoiling it.
Are we not here to talk about the news?
Are you not entertained?
All right, so the pick is in. We don't know what it is.
I'm going with Morris Claiborne.
For Dallas.
I'm going with Morris Claiborne.
Could be.
You think Claiborne. Yeah.
Who are their corners?
Mike Jenkins.
He's one.
He had a down year, right, last year?
Is Newman still there, or did he leave in free agency?
Newman.
I think he left, right? Oh. Terrence Newman? I think they got rid of him, didn't they?
Yeah, Newman's gone. He signed.
Hello, Newman.
I know Newman's off.
Goodbye, Newman.
Yep.
Tiff wants to know if we've traded down yet.
Give it time, girl.
Let's see. Ross from Glasgow says, I'm emailing. I can't stay up, though. I wanted to give you my 2 cents for what Belichick will do. We will trade up from 27 to the early 20s, and it will be for a linebacker. But I think it could be for Dont'a Hightower. The guy is just too versatile for Belichick to pass up. I'm not sure if I like it all that much, as I'm not convinced he's an outside linebacker, although he does have an ability to rush the pass. If we do take him, can we have him, Spikes and Mayo, on the field together? Could they become more of a 4-3 system to accommodate all of them? Either way, they would still need a pure defensive end or outside linebacker.
One? How about at least two?
I believe the 31st pick is traded either out or next year or down to the early second, where we go either defensive lineman or receiver, depending on our favorite phrases, value and best player available. So that's Ross from Glasgow staying up late.
Schefter says that the Cowboys are planning on Claiborne.
Eric announced Morris Claiborne 2 minutes after Schefter tweeted it. So Eric is cheating. He knew that they were going to pick Claiborne.
I made Claiborne as my previous pick, too. So I think I was just saying he was going to get picked.
But did you, be honest, did you see Schefter tweet?
No,
come on.
No, you told me not to look at the tweets.
No. Did you see it?
No.
All right. Okay. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
And evidently, it was just the second round pick, number 45. That the Cowboys gave up. So that's a pretty valuable pick they gave up to jump from 14 to 6.
All right.
Where's my trade chart? Christ, this cord's not long enough.
Kenny from Virginia just wanted to say I've been pumped for the draft shows. As far as that tool bag mouthing Eric for doing his job, he's just jealous he doesn't have an invitation to the pants party like you. What does that mean? What does the pants party mean? So my question to you is, would you be excited if that trade with Seattle is legit? Personally,
yes.
I'm not.
Like, I would.
Like you guys, no one in this draft really comes out at me. Anyway, by the time you're done reading this email, the first round will be over.
According to the trade value chart, all these trades are coming in under value. They gave up 460. It was 45, right? From
45, correct.
Yeah, they gave up 460. It's supposed to be a 500-point jump. So they.
That's pretty close.
They were 40 points shy. What was the other trade?
So I was right.
With what? What did you say?
Saying that the trade chart would come in under earlier, and everyone yelled at me.
I don't even have any recollection of you saying all I know is I told you I had asked people that should know. And they said they would be
the
using the same trade
still
value
in play,
chart.
Absolutely.
There has been discussion of altering it.
But 40 points isn't under.
I told you no chart sets the value. The market sets the value. And if everybody wants to trade down,
and
everything comes in
and
cheaper.
And my question was,
supply and demand.
Has the market changed?
Have
does that change the value?
The supply
said
outlasted
no.
the demand.
We
Andy
have a pick.
Winch.
St. Louis has traded the 6th pick to Dallas.
And?
With the 6th pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Morris Claiborne.
Morris Claiborne. So Eric had it before Adam Schefter.
No, he didn't.
I just wanted to get you going. All right, Morris Claiborne off the board. Dallas going cornerback.
The other one, Andy, you have the chart in front of you?
Yeah.
The Jacksonville one was the 4th rounder.
Wait, where'd they go from where to where? Seven to?
They went from 7 to 5.
7 to 5 is a 200-point jump.
And they gave up 101, I believe.
101 is a, that's it?
I believe that. And there might be more, but I that's the only one that I saw.
Well, that's 96,
far.
So that would,
wow,
come in under.
That's about half. Right.
So,
again,
supply.
Yeah.
No.
Again.
Don't miss.
The market
me,
is
Fred.
Readjusting the value.
No.
Fred, what you,
no.
What you,
the
but
market
what you're
is
missing,
being
Fred,
set
is,
in this round.
40 points is not under.
It's a
40 points, that's a trade that can happen. Yeah. Now, the Cleveland one was well under. It was like 200 points under.
But you
but
think
that's
this
under.
Has something
the
to do.
The market has changed.
This market, this year, this top 10, this
Fred
round,
knows more than
players.
Bill Belichick. Andy,
maybe he'll give us the new trade value chart when he gives us the list of teams in cap hell.
Fred knows more than Bill Belichick, who says
the chart's
not changing.
It's a two-sided sheet of paper. Trade value chart on one side, and then the teams in cap hell.
The market has changed. Bill Belichick isn't the one making these trades, by the way.
No, you're right. He's not in charge of the draft. You are correct.
Has Bill Belichick made a trade yet today?
Eric.
I don't know. He may have. He may have gone to 12.
Has Bill Belichick made a trade today?
Now I'm fighting, Eric.
Okay.
No, he hasn't.
By
right,
the way, I'm talking about the person who says the chart hasn't changed.
Right, okay, but he's not the one.
The Patriots say the chart hasn't changed.
For the people
good enough for me.
For the people making the trades, it has. And that's all that counts. The Buccaneers are on the clock
talk
right
about
now
the
at 7.
Epitome of stubbornness.
Yeah.
and they're going to overdraft.
You think the Buccaneers will overdraft?
Who are they taking?
Mark Barron.
Because you're reading it?
Because I'm reading it
right,
right now.
All right, so just say that, Eric. Don't pretend you're Nostradamus over here.
I'm trying to get you upset.
So I wasn't far off with my six or seven Mark Barron.
I know you're going to Europe on holiday, but that doesn't mean you have to be Nostradamus on the show, okay?
Who are you following, by the way?
Schefter.
Start following.
The last thing I have from Schefter is the rookie wage scale has lowered rookie deals and amped up the trade activity.
Oh, yeah, Mark Barron, Schefter, 3 minutes ago.
Mark Barron at seven? Really?
I don't think we're getting Barron.
No. Bad move by
way too high.
The Buccaneers?
Way too high. Yeah.
Although, it's a defensive coach. He wants defensive players. He wants to play smart, heady defense. Still over getting him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are we going to now see a run on defense, you think?
What?
For the next, you know, defensive, seven or eight picks?
No.
No? You don't think so?
Well, Miami could take a quarterback at eight, so no.
Okay.
No, but a run could still, it doesn't have to necessarily be
but
in order.
But it's
you
not related to Mark Barron.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not saying
there's no run on safeties here because there's not another safety who's going to go.
I didn't say run on safeties.
He just said defenders.
No, I know, but generally runs involved. Oh my God, people are starting to take defensive tackles. Well, no, they haven't taken the defensive tackles yet.
But a lot of teams look at defense, and you know we need to bolster our defense early with quality players. You know, will they be looking on that side of the ball? That's all I'm asking.
Far too many arguments.
Teams that need defense, yes, will be looking defense.
Everybody needs defense.
Teams that need a quarterback will look for a quarterback. Teams that need a running back, they're going to look for what they were looking for when they came into the draft.
What is the? I really hate it. You guys know I hate it when I'm not involved in arguments.
So jump on in. I want to jump in.
Paul,
Fred thinks there's now going to be a run on defensive players because Barron's going at seven.
Because there's two?
I don't know.
No, I asked the question,
what was it, the first five picks for offense?
Paul, I asked the question, will we now see a run on defense?
And I said no. So read an email.
Okay. That's all I did, Paul. I just asked the question.
But a run on defense.
Right.
Was there a run on
offense? Because he'll get mad.
Was there a run on offense to open the draft?
You could say that.
No, I don't think you could.
But there's a lot of now guys that you could go either way. Will teams choose defense rather than offense at this point?
I just think they'll choose the player they want.
And who will they want? That's my question.
I'm not Eric.
I mean, we can just sit here.
I'm not Nostradamus.
We can just sit here and wait and not analyze and talk. And,
no, but
you
I'm
know,
saying I think you you're,
and ask
you're,
questions.
But
and,
you're implying that they took Barron because they wanted the best defensive player. I think they took Barron because they thought he was the best player.
Maybe I don't know.
I don't know why. Why would a team pick because finally one defensive player got taken, so I have to get the defensive players.
I didn't say that.
Is there a run on defense?
I said, will there be a run on defense? That's all. That's all I'm asking.
Okay. I guess I was asking for a clarification.
And you think the answer? You say the answer is no. Are you saying it's no?
I don't think there's any such thing as a run on offense or defense. There can be runs at positions, but I don't think there's a run on offense or defense. There's plenty of guys to choose from.
Oh, my God. Are we being picky? It's unbelievable. You can't just answer a simple question.
No, I'm saying.
All right, that's the answer.
The answer to your question is I don't think there can be a run on offense or defense.
I think if the next 10 picks are all defense, I think that's a run on defense.
I don't.
What is it, a run on special teams?
Maybe the players are good on defense.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay, so when there's a run on a position, does that mean that there's just
if they're all at one position, then you could make an argument there were better players available at other positions.
It's the same thing. Oh, my God.
No, it's not the same thing.
Oh, God.
Was there a run at quarterback because the first two picks were quarterbacks?
20 minutes ago, he was giddy. Now he's cranky.
I don't know how you can make the argument that that's the same thing.
Did you poop your pants? Do you need a change?
All right, make a joke out of it because Andy and Paul don't agree with you. Make a joke out of it.
It's unbelievable. I can't. You know.
There's a run on defense.
All right, Buccaneers are on the clock.
Oh, boy. It's really awkward when mommy and daddy fight like this, isn't it?
Who's mommy and who's daddy?
I know you both got boobs.
You are a boob.
See how I play this, though? I'm actually on Paul's side in the argument.
Yep. Right.
And he took a shot at
then
you.
Then I'm on Fred's side.
You don't
have
to get mad just because someone disagrees with you. I don't really
I'm not mad. You're the one that's mad.
I beg to differ.
I'm mad now.
Miami will take Tannehill.
You can't just answer a question?
Miami will take Tannehill. Can you listen?
Miami will take Tannehill, according to?
Jay Glazer. So book it. Put it in stone, in granite, whatever you want to do. He's never been wrong in his life.
Okay, so Miami at eight will take Tannehill.
Anything?
Well, maybe.
We should just follow Twitter and name off everything and then be done.
Let's now everybody's fine reporting. With me. Even S.I. Peter King knows that it's Barron and Tannehill.
Rancy says, trade for Steven Jackson or a good current player or trade to get Barron. Well, that's too late.
Yeah.
go Pats, F the Jets, and F the Giants. I like that.
Here comes Roger.
Here comes Roger to the podium.
You're too late. We already
I really
know.
Remember, but it was 2002. I don't really recall that.
2002.
You might. Here's what they're doing in 2012.
With the seventh pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers select Mark Barron, defensive back, Alabama.
Do you think that ESPN's going to get a strongly worded letter from the league?
I think they could lose the draft.
I do.
Maybe they know that, and they're just saying, screw it, we're going to go out swinging. You know,
you think they were going to lose it anyway?
Yeah, maybe they got word of that they were going
to
lose it.
Middle finger
year.
To the yeah.
That's,
Roger.
I actually didn't think that's interesting.
Hmm. You know,
wow.
So what do we?
So the league would monopolize the coverage.
Yeah,
seven picks in, we got a pair of Bama Tides yep. rolling right. off yep. the board.
So two tide. Defense in a row. Dolphins
so they're well on their
line.
Way to all their guys.
Yeah. A run has
yeah,
started.
Yeah, in the run end, and the run ended at two. In the run ended at two when Ryan Tannehill went next.
So Glazer is saying the Dolphins are going to take Tannehill. Is that what?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. And right. then Peter King backed it up, and everybody's saying it.
This really Andy, escalated
can,
quickly.
Andy, you can add Mark Barron to our, you know, our feature that we always want to write about safety busts.
Don't take him in the first round, top well, 10, because they're a bust.
Yeah. There's like one guy who panned out.
Right.
Eric Berry.
Russ in England says, Fred, I appreciate that some of your viewers might want to hear this interview.
He's overrated,
but
too.
Could you stop reading Schefter's spoilers on air? I love listening to your show, but it's spoiling the draft somewhat. Also, are you all hopped up on caffeine because you're all really chippy with each other?
No, chippy we're actually snippy. Not a high on caffeine. But why does it – I don't understand if – why do you want to hear it from Roger Goodell and not from anybody else?
Steve now, says, Eric, you're not in Paris yet. Settle down.
Andy, Luck and Four is saying the Bucks got a third rounder in
for
that
what?
Trade. So that trade that they made, I said it was a fourth rounder. So maybe they got a third and a fourth. I don't know. Or maybe it was just a third. I don't know.
Paul doesn't
well,
know.
I can't really
they're so far. Well, they're so far behind –
Right.
You know, on
no,
the on
you're
the
right.
charts,
you're
they're
right.
so far behind the tweets.
You got to get it synced up.
This draft's a debacle.
Yeah. Dylan from Jersey writes like in, it. Hey, guys, and Eric, love the draft show. Heard the antics and craziness that went on last year, and I had to listen again. All in all, do you think it's possible to trade up to the Eagles pick and pick up Couples or Ingram and then use 31 on a safety or corner like Kirkpatrick or Jenkins? Thanks for the great work.
Anything's possible.
Yeah, but I... Who was the first one that he liked at 16?
Couples?
Copels.
Yeah.
Copels?
Yep.
I don't like him.
We had a Copels, a Copels, a Couples.
I'm not a fan of his. I think he's going to be a bust.
I do, too. I'm not a fan of his either. I have no interest in him. Although the scouting report, I saw some tweets or whatever, rumors, that a lot of strong defensive line coaches think that they could whip him
to
into shape.
Him, yeah.
And Pepper
yeah,
would
sure.
qualify as a strong-minded. I mean, he yeah. thought he was going to whip the turd into shape. Ainsworth.
Oh, yeah.
So he would certainly have confidence that he could whip a young whippersnapper into shape.
It's 840.
Whip a whippersnapper.
849. We have our first official email questioning whether Belichick is thinking of retiring. Kyle says, in the very unlikely event that Bill Belichick uses all of his picks, could that be a sign he is planning on retiring soon and wants to go all in beforehand? Everyone wonders what he is waiting for when he accumulates pick and trades down. So could that be it? He wants to make a big run with lots of new talent before he walks away from the game for good. No.
No, I can't wait.
No, that's not happening. Scott says, follow Paul Allen. For some reason, the Microsoft founder is calling the picks even before Schefter.
Huh, really?
So,
what the
and
heck
he's
is
in
going,
the league.
What is going on
oh,
here?
My God. It's just a debacle.
It really is.
I like
what
it,
is going
though.
On?
I like the pace of this thing. Let's get this moving.
Yeah. I'm not complaining about that, that's for sure. Let's see. More emails. Lots of emails coming in. Thank
and
you.
Fred and Paul finally agree on something.
Thank you for listening. Murray in Halifax says, thanks once again for providing the most entertaining place to follow the draft. It almost makes me happy about the food poisoning I got that kept me home from work today so I could listen.
Wow, lucky you.
Yeah.
Yeah, lucky you.
Eddie says, Adam freaking Schefter. Can one of you go down to New York and put a stop to Schefter tweeting pics? He has already tweeted the seventh pick before the sixth pick had been announced. It's It's getting on my sack.
Why? Are people so upset about this? You want to know the information as soon as possible.
Just don't follow them.
Yeah, but they can't listen to us either because we're saying it.
But I don't understand why. Why does it bother you if you find out live or you find out?
All right, Goodell's at the podium.
Just,
I'm going Tannehill here.
We'll see.
We'll see.
We know.
Thanks, Boom.
With the eighth pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Ryan Tannehill.
All right, so all those rumors about Stephen Ross wanting Tannehill,
were true.
I guess they were true, right?
Yeah. Well, the big thing, put it all on Ross. Mike Sherman is the offensive coordinator of the Dolphins, and he was the head coach at Texas A&M last year.
That's the big thing.
That's his guy.
As Andrew Brandt pointed out, if the Dolphins hadn't taken Tannehill, it really would have been telling.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's a good pick.
You don't?
No. I'm not sold on him at all.
These hats really are ugly.
They're hideous.
Order
yours
now,
patriots.com.
I don't think it's fit one person either. It's either been gigantic or tiny.
Yeah, well, he's like a needle-nosed little former wide receiver.
He's not that little.
He's 6'4", 221. He's pretty
he's skinny.
Thin. Yeah, he's thin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, head like yours.
Yeah.
Built like you.
Yeah. Panthers are on the clock right now.
Uh-oh, I'm starting to sweat.
Polyester. Our favorite cowboy from Alaska writes in, Wyatt, we traded our 27th and later second rounder for Andy Reid. Just kidding. The TV shows are lame. NFL Network, ESPN, it's 10 times better to listen to your radio show than those channels all are. They have babbling idiots.
As opposed to us.
Why didn't we get Asante Samuel? The Falcons got him for a seventh rounder. I don't think they just wanted the guy. They think
they've moved on.
Yeah, he's not a good locker room guy. Well, that's the truth. Keith says, Fred, I predict there will be a run on new writers at PFW. That could come out true.
That could
true. Your lips to God's ears.
Listen to him. My God. You know? I provide for his family.
Yeah, you know,
true. It's unbelievable.
I provide.
Vishon from New York has another Asante Samuel question. He says, do you guys think Janoris Jenkins is better than Asante Samuel?
At this point, certainly is, yeah. Like, compared to when Asante came out, sure.
I think he's more talented.
Absolutely.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he has the instincts that Samuel has and the playmaking ability to do that on the NFL field.
And don't forget.
On the National Football
National
League.
National Football League. Asante was a fourth-round pick,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's more talented than Asante.
Way more.
Let's see. Stripper,
what's the matter? Schefter doesn't have any contacts in Carolina?
Stripper says that Twitter is running the draft.
Fine. I want to know this information as soon as possible. I don't care to have Roger Goodell tell it to me or whoever tells it to me. I just want to know.
Alexandra is from Brazil.
How you doing, baby?
And she says, my first live
draft.
You have
a Brazilian?
This is so much fun. I actually don't mind not visiting my sick grandpa at the hospital after his second stroke.
Whoa.
You guys are just so on.
Where'd that come
even
from?
More so than regular shows. It's ridiculous. So it's all good right, to
baby.
Be on.
Want to be on me?
Oh.
See, now you have no idea how old she is. I mean, what?
And she has a sick grandfather
right.
over here. I mean,
you,
come on, have
doing?
Some sympathy, please.
How you married?
Yeah, well, that too.
Yeah.
He's a pig.
Wait a minute, though. She's listening to us and skipping visiting her grandfather. She's a questionable person.
Just right for you.
Making judgments.
Right.
As opposed to you.
Paint me as the bad guy here.
Oh, you're no, you're the good guy.
Derek from the University of Arizona. If the Patriots wanted to trade up from 27 with just either 48 or 62, how high could they go?
What do you want?
With just 48
or 62. 48
or 62.
48 is 420.
Want to get high?
Andy, how about your boy Keekly here? And I have not seen a tweet that says that.
That's possible. How high could they go with one of those second-round picks in 31
and
or 31.
27?
In 27.
Oh, 27.
Oh, 27.
27 is 680 plus 420 is 1,100. Gets you to 14.
14, okay.
So that's the Rams right now.
All right. The Panthers are on the clock at number 9.
Cards want to move back, according
the
to
pick
Mike
is
Lombardi.
In, and what is the – we can wait. We don't have to say what Schefter says, right?
Oh, I didn't know he said something? Anything.
No,
I haven't
don't know.
Seen it.
I'm assuming
no.
The pick is in, so I'm assuming he knows.
I would have said it had he said anything.
Although somebody from the NFL might have jumped on him with a burlap sack and, you know, kidnapped him.
They don't have
any
control
over. No, I just think
he has
connections, and he probably doesn't have a connection in Carolina.
Okay.
Panthers draft Luke Kuechly. That's Pro Football Weekly.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Luke Kuechly, huh? That
was Boston
good
College
pick by Paul there.
Gets a top 10 pick.
Yeah, good pick by
surprised
Paul.
Surprised by that?
What, no, this is where he was supposed to go in this range. I think it's surprising.
Anywhere from here to like, yeah, you know, 15, 20.
I don't think he's worth it. I don't think he's going to be an elite player.
Stop playing that song and don't ever play it on this
he's
show
the Mark
again.
Barron of linebackers. He'll be a Gerard Mayo type. You'll be happy with him. He'll be very astute and, you know, prepared and a lot of tackles.
He'll be a good, solid player
for a long
time.
He's not Ray Lewis. He's
official here's the commission.
Yeah.
With the ninth pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Carolina Panthers select Luke Kuechly, linebacker, Boston College. Yeah.
The Panthers tweeted that out before he announced it.
Oh so it? Even, I've seen that the league's just saying, well, the heck with that. All these other people.
Locke and Fora just retweeted it, and so it came out. That Pro Football Weekly tried to pretend that
they just did it.
Yeah.
All hell might be breaking loose here.
Yeah, there's a coup. There's a coup in
Buffalo is on
New York,
the clock at 10.
Any
guesses on Buffalo's pick?
I thought they might have gone for Kuechly.
Michael Floyd.
Jeff Fowl tweets, the Panthers announced on Twitter they have picked BC linebacker Luke Kuechly. Goodell is going to punch their organization in its face.
Well, see, that's why I
tweet.
Think he's a riser,
that's a
Freddie.
Good tweet right there.
He might suspend them for a year.
He's also my favorite because, I don't know if you saw, I took a shot at the NFL Network's Ian Rappaport today in a tweet.
Oh, really?
And he gave me credit for the most predictable tweet of the day. He said he saw Ian's tweet and in his head was going, and Andy Hart in 3, 2.
What was the tweet?
Here's my blog entry on 5 things that could make me look stupid or something. And I retweeted, you don't need any help or something.
Michael Floyd, how about that, Freddie, for your Buffalo
interesting.
Bills?
Interesting.
Pick
Floyd?
Is in, so look on Twitter. It's already in?
Stephon Gilmore.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
I like that pick. They need defense. They need to build a defense.
That's good. It proves that I didn't have
core
any information.
Of an offense that can be good. They need to get some help on defense. You got the pass rusher, Mario Williams. Now you got a corner.
Makes
I like
sense.
What they're doing in
Makes
Western
sense.
New York.
Makes sense.
Patriots, Bichette, second best team.
And I guess
really.
I guess Gilmore was the second best cornerback on the board.
He was pretty high.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some debate
with
after
Drake Kirkpatrick.
And where Jenkins fits in.
Jenkins.
Are you going by talent or draftability? Ability or draftability? That is the question.
I'll tell you what, though. If people are really that scared of Jenkins and he falls down into the 20s,
Pat Rotz.
That's good for the Patriots.
Some people think he's going to go in the late second round.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have him going to the Patriots at 48.
Yeah,
the lower you get him, the better value
it's still
he
good
is.
For the Patriots.
But it's a game of chicken,
right?
If you really want him,
right?
Or if you're scared to take him, you know what I mean. It makes it easier the farther he drops.
Right.
No, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
the danger is less. And if you're scared to take him, if you really don't want to take him because you're scared to take him, and you say I'm just going to wait to 48, and someone else takes him,
I couldn't take him.
Yeah.
Joe writes in, I don't care about anyone else talking. Don't even go to Goodell. Just say it and don't listen to these morons that want to whine just to whine.
Smart emailer.
You guys are awesome. Except Eric, I will fight you.
Oh, screw you, bitch.
Good, awesome, smart emailer.
You guys
set me up like a mofo.
You
right
guys
there.
Are better than anything else in sports. Fred, say the F word just once.
Just throw it out there.
By the way,
it's a long night. Well, you never know.
We're creeping up on 12, 11. There was talk that maybe Kansas City could be a Patriots trading partner because of the Pioli connection. Mm-hmm. We're knocking on the door of that.
And Alexandra says his name is a man's name. You guys made my night since my grandpa's tragic news. But my grandpa's a dick. If he followed NFL, he'd be a Jets fan.
Okay, so he didn't give you an F-bomb, but he gave you something else.
You can't say that word.
I guess I can. I hear that on the regular radio all the time.
Doesn't mean it's right.
I hear it. I do.
I believe
your guy
hear
Maserati
it, but
says it all the time.
I was kicked off the show for saying that word.
No, you said it about a certain person. That was the problem.
So did she.
Oh. So
about her grandfather?
It's because you
so
said
I can
it about
say dick, as long as I don't call anyone that.
We're going to the podium.
Oh.
Mark Anderson, they signed for the Patriots to rush the passer.
Oh, right.
Now what? I think they go
with the 10th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft. The Buffalo Bills select Stephon Gilmore, defensive back, South Carolina.
All right, Gilmore, the corner, goes to the Bills. And like Andy said, I think it makes sense. They did a lot of work on the front line, brought in Mark Anderson, signed Williams.
I like it.
So I think
he's
this
a nice player.
It makes
I
sense.
Like what they're doing in Western New York.
He's a nice player. I like him.
And participants in the PFW mock draft contest are pissed because he wasn't available in the top 100 players.
The Chiefs are on Paul the board Perillo. At 11.
So ridiculous. I didn't make a top 100.
What will Scott Pioli do?
Well, it was interesting because there was speculation that he wanted Kuechly.
Defensive line.
But Poe has also been a guy. Brockers, I think, makes a lot of sense for them.
Yep.
But he has swung and missed on the defensive line. Who's the guy he drafted his first year?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Glenn Dorsey?
Yeah, he's done nothing. Right?
And, didn't they? And they had some others. Yeah, Tank Tyler, I think.
Another LSU guy.
That he might not have
Tyler played. Jackson.
Yeah, yeah the LSU
Jackson.
Guy.
Tyson Jackson.
Right.
So, I mean, is he scared to keep going mistake after mistake
Matt,
at the same time?
Matt Millen disease?
Yeah. With the wide receivers?
Get you fired and back on TV. Well, on TV if you're Pioli.
But not in Fred's world. Not if Fred was on TV.
Now we have a run on defensive players here.
I'm not even listening to Paul.
Good, so it'll avoid all these.
Chris, back to a defensive run.
Chris says, hey, guys, living in Indy and loving the Pats, a lot of mock drafts are saying we are picking a running back for us. Please tell me that's not true. We have not had a good draft in 3 to 5 years. That's not true. Can we please end that? I went to the Super Bowl and paid a pretty penny to watch us lose because we had no D. Mm. And that's not true either.
Right? The D played their best game in the Super Bowl last year, I thought.
Yeah, I mean, they could have been better, absolutely.
And I don't think they lost the game because of their defense.
No, but, you know.
But, that said.
Sure.
The other, how many games they played, 19 games they played, the defense was their Achilles heel. So, yeah, I agree. They need to do something there.
There was some speculation earlier in the day, and I don't know what came about this, that Dwayne Bowe was going to sign his franchise tag because there were rumors they were going to draft a receiver and rescind the franchise tag.
Right.
So receiver here, Michael Floyd, Kenny Wright, a little high for him.
Kendall,
but I call him Kenny. So keep that in mind, potentially.
Nano wants to know, with each draft pick, can Eric remind us if the draftee looked him in the eye at the combine?
Fletcher Cox still available. You like Cox, Fred.
I would look him up on the internet.
Have you seen Cox? Many.
Our show should make Cox bigger.
Would we trade up for Cox? Peter Swagner wants to know on Twitter. I don't think so. I like him. I think Cox is a good player. I think he's a versatile, athletic.
Would they trade up to like 16 or so?
I think people are wondering about now with Pioli. Would you go to 11?
I think they could.
You would trade 27 and 31 to 11. That's the deal.
Pick's already in.
Pick's in.
The pick is
in. I don't know who it is.
We don't know what it is. Quickly, Joe says, Fred, Eric knows Tradamus Scalabino.
Yes, I emphasis on the nose.
Omar
good job
Dieu.
There. Yeah.
Barron was a tremendous reach at 7, by the
way. Oh, God, yes.
Yes.
So the pick is in, but they haven't announced it yet? Is that what we're saying here?
Well, I haven't seen anybody report it. No. Haven't seen it.
I'm looking. I'm scanning. I'm refreshing my
According
Twitter.
According to ESPN,
Dontari Poe. Dontari Poe is the Chiefs' pick.
So he is. He has Matt Millen disease.
I would go with Scott Pioli. May have just made the last selection of his tenure in Kansas City.
Really?
Terrible pick.
Yep. Really?
Terrible pick.
Way overrated.
He's an overrated numbers workout warrior. And you keep going to the same place where you keep screwing up.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we've been told, though, that despite the competition he had, he is really good. From people who watched a lot of his games.
Okay.
Who told you that?
One of our emailers.
I think he's.
Well, we always ask for the local
great
scout.
Athlete and not a football player.
Okay.
And that's unfortunate because he's supposed to play football for Scott Pioli.
Is it raining? My headphones. It sounds like it's raining.
No. It's just fuzz.
Just fuzz.
Yeah,
okay.
A lot of.
This is why I follow.
Just poor engineering.
Kevin, we need new equipment. We really do.
This
I'm
is why.
Okay. Don't come near me. I'm good. But
I follow Darren Revelle on Twitter.
Yeah.
For tweets like this. In the first 10 minutes after Ryan Tannehill was selected, there were more than 800 tweets about his girlfriend. That's why I followed Darren Revelle.
There you go.
No one else has given me that kind of
And Fred,
yes.
You know,
flavor.
Cox is better than Poe.
Oh, well, that's what I've heard, too.
Want to touch
No, I haven't heard anything. I decided it by watching them.
No, I've definitively heard that Cox is better than Poe.
Right, and he chose Poe over Cox.
Right.
I don't know if it'll be his last pick. It's going to be one of his last picks with the Chiefs.
His last first round pick.
I think the commissioner is again coming
because he's got
other
picks in
the
draft, right?
Well, yeah. They're not going to kick him out after the draft.
Let's go to the podium.
Good point, Eric.
A year removed from the surprise winners of the AFC West.
With the 11th pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Dontari Poe, nose tackle, Memphis.
Who is this guy?
I know. Seriously.
He looks ridiculous.
Dontari Poe.
Skinny, weird, suited, bald-headed.
What is the crowd at the Radio City yelling when he says?
I think it's a wrestling
thing. That's the old school Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin. He says something. The crowd. Wrestling has taken over at is this Radio City or
Radio City?
Marriott?
Well, it's the same crowd. The crowd that goes to that are watching wrestling. There's
it's
no
a
doubt.
Yeah, you are
correct.
Mikey Vandalism representing.
Speaking of Mikey Vandalism, why don't you tell our listeners what happened to him today?
He is in attendance at Radio City.
Don't
was
do
there
that with the mic. It sounds.
Yeah, you look like you're about to drop some beats, old school rap style.
Don't do that. Just tell us.
He was actually coughing there, actually.
Yes.
What's his name? Mike
Mikey
Renfro?
Mikey D'Onofrio.
Mikey Vandalism is in attendance. Radio City Music Hall was there early. It was
mid-afternoon
he tweeted me. And he was the only Patriots fan there. And he tweeted us a picture of the commissioner who gave him a new Nike jersey.
A Patriots jersey.
Right. And then later in the day, he tweeted a photo. Who's that, babe? of him with Calvin Johnson. Megatron getting an autograph from him.
Wow. What's up, Megatron?
Having quite a nice day.
So,
what are you looking at over there?
Mikey Vandalism representing the
Eagles
Patriots
fan
at Radio City
out.
Hall and really working out for him. He's doing well over there.
So Ravel chimes in. Check that. Tannehill got married to her in January. And also, I find this one interesting. Rich Cimini from New York, ESPN New York. The Chiefs taking Dontari Poe. He's surprised. A scout told him, quote, he ain't made a GD tackle yet.
Wow. I agree.
What is
We're not the only ones in a trade.
Just a heads up.
Yeah, I see Philadelphia.
Philly has moved up.
They're looking for Fletcher Cox.
The Eagles have moved to 12 and taken the Seahawks. So the Seahawks, they weren't kidding when they said they were willing to move.
According to Mike Lombardi, the Eagles looking to move up to get Fletcher.
The Eagles were originally in the 15 slot. They moved to 12 into the Seahawks slot. So, and who do you say they're taking, Paul?
Cox.
Okay.
A fourth and sixth rounder, evidently.
Kim from Rochester says, I'd like the Patriots to stay and just make their picks. Do you guys think there is anyone really worth moving up for at this point? What do you guys think?
Sorry, just
anyone
tweeting something.
Anyone worth moving up for right now? Okay.
If Cox would be, I think, honestly.
Fletcher Cox?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What about Floyd? Would you move up to get him?
I like him, too, but I'd rather they go for defense.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Emails coming in here. Jeff says Poe has character and commitment concerns. I mean, are you guys going to stop laughing at me when I, you know, say that the Patriots personnel department got better when a certain person left?
Just say the person. We know who you're talking about. Scott Pioli.
Right, and I say that.
The issue is he didn't get to make the decisions here.
He had nothing to do with the draft.
The decisions here were...
He has as much to do with the Patriots draft now as he did in 2005.
I know, but if you're relying on certain people to give you information...
I've been told it took a serious drop-off when Scott left because of the change in...
They got back to
right.
it. Right.
So it's not like he was doing nothing.
No,
he had some value, but he was not making the decisions.
Right.
Bill Belichick was making the decisions.
But a lot of people thought, oh, my God, when they lose Pioli, oh, the sky's going to fall.
Who said that? A lot of people said that. Nobody said
that. He's letting all these people go, and he's taking on too much and all this stuff.
He said that about the coaches.
No one ever said that about Pioli. Oh, yes, they did.
Yeah, they might have. You're right.
Why do you argue with him?
John writes, and I've watched Claiborne play at least six times, and there has never been a double move he hasn't fallen for. Did ending the last sentence with a preposition drive you nuts? No, it didn't. And did I hear that Andy likes Cox?
No, I do not like Cox.
No, Fletcher. Do you like him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. My God.
I've been pretty clear on this show that I'm passionate about breasts, not Cox.
No, we're talking about Fletcher Cox here.
We're talking football.
Yes, I like Fletcher Cox. I think he's a good football player. If Pioli had to take a defensive lineman, he should have taken Cox.
Should have taken that one.
Harry in Maryland says, either let the commission announce the pick or skip him entirely and you announce them to us. The problem with announcing tweets is that the order gets screwed up. If you announce it to us and begin your analysis, there's no reason to go back to Roger. Please pick one or the other so things go sequentially. I don't think it's that hard to figure out. I don't know.
I think people need to just stop bitching and just start listening.
Okay.
Quit your whining.
Rancy says Lindsay Petrucci is hot.
Yes.
Is she single?
No.
Why are you her mouthpiece here?
Because
I've tried.
Yeah, but she's single for the right person. She's not married.
Right. No, she's not married. That's
when,
true.
When someone isn't married, there's a price. It's just like when someone's
right.
on a team,
right.
there is a price that
there's
they will trade.
There's always a price. Sure.
There's always a price.
Right. Phone rings, you answer it.
I just now, don't have that price.
Let me ask you a question.
Not even close. You're a seventh rounder.
I know right, you're a gentleman. I know you're a gentleman, Eric, but did you consider taking her to Paris? Because that could make her, you know, make a trade.
Sway the decision?
Yeah.
Moist.
All right, we'll think about it.
Yeah,
we'll
there you go. Mike in Boston, how are they getting the picks named on the backs of the jerseys and the team colors so quickly? Nike is on site. That's another Darren Revelle tweet from earlier
doing
in the week.
They're making the nameplates?
That's their big thing.
Oh, really?
They're actually putting the name
on
the jersey
cool.
before the player gets out to the podium.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it going to be like hot still?
Meanwhile, yeah, like, they can so, do yeah. that, and our pro shop can't get – okay, I'm not going to get started.
Hi, you've reached Ken Flanders.
maybe Nike's leaking the picks.
Maybe they gave them the heads up
could be.
So they can make the jersey, and they just go right to Schefter.
Good maybe Matt. That's why this is going so fast. This has already happened about 4 hours ago.
Good, Matt.
Eagles, Cox.
Yeah. Okay.
Cox is pretty big in Rhode Island, right?
And Cardinals are on the clock.
Right and fourth the and sixth, by the way, for that trade.
The Cardinals may be taking Malcolm Floyd. Larry Fitzgerald's apparently told some people that they were taking Malcolm Floyd.
Okay.
Or Michael. Or Michael.
God.
Yeah.
Damn. I gotcha. See? Sawyer from Waterloo, can we trade both picks and get four round one picks next year? Well,
why? So
no
we,
team
so we
has
can,
four rounds.
So we can trade them next year?
Yeah. No. I think we would do that if the team had four first round picks.
How would we get four?
One team would have to have them.
No, I think he was saying... Was he assuming? Do we already have two for next year?
No, I think we only have one.
Oh, okay. I think he was assuming we already had two,
so
and then if you get two, then you would get four.
Well, we could get three,
could
legitimately,
get three,
if you wanted. I mean, if you could get the Saints-like trade.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. I mean, you keep trading for these first-round picks, and then they end up trading the first-round picks when the draft gets here, so it's a waste.
Another complaint by Stephen Albany. Great draft coverage, as always. Why are you airing the ESPN broadcast audio there about a full 10 to 15 seconds behind the NFL Network and NFL.com, and 15 minutes behind Mrs. Draft? So
it's true.
Really? So maybe we should go back to NFL Network on the TV?
I don't know
what to do.
Let's just leave the coverage we like, and we'll just announce the picks when we get them.
All right. Let's see. Michael writes in, what do you think about these picks? We may have to alert the Foxborough cops.
Defensive line, if that's the reason that they traded up.
We're at the podium.
Seattle has traded the 12th pick to Philadelphia.
Oh, that's loud.
With the 12th pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Fletcher Cox, defensive tackle, Mississippi State.
Who's
Matt,
booing?
Matt, can you turn that that pot down a little bit on the feed, please?
Not our pot. When they go to the TV.
Yeah, when they go to the TV.
You just turned down ours.
Oh, God.
Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address.
Oh, Freddie is in rare form.
We taking phone calls?
It's kind of hard to take the phone calls because we'd have to cut them off.
We'd have to get one.
Tomorrow we'll have good phone calls.
Okay.
That'll be a good reaction.
We'll have good phone tomorrow?
Yeah. What do you guys think about these picks, says Michael? Okay. We may have to alert the Foxborough cops. Pick 1A, Nick Perry.
I like it.
Don't love it.
1B would be Bruce Irvin. Too early?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's a little early problem child.
2A, Janoris Jenkins.
Oh, sure.
2B, Markell Martin, safety out of Oklahoma State.
I like
State.
Him.
Oklahoma
He brings
State.
The wood. No, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma State.
Yeah,
Oklahoma
he's got OAK. State. Why is that?
That's a
mistake. Akeem Hicks would pick 3, the third round.
Is he the Canadian kid out of Regina?
Regina.
Yeah.
Yes.
Regina. Oh,
it's
my God.
It's Regina.
It's Regina.
I thought you were being funny.
No,
that's the name of the town. City,
yeah,
whatever.
Okay.
Province, I don't know.
Yeah.
City?
Rhymes with, sounds
yes,
like.
I know, that's what I thought he was going
and,
with.
And pick 4, Chris Rainey, running back out of Florida.
That's intriguing.
Sure.
I love Chris Rainey.
Yeah, but you want Turbin there, right?
We're not getting Turbin, so get over
Why?
It.
Why? Because in the fourth round?
You're telling him to get over it? You're the one who's in love with him.
I want him, but my belief is we will not get him.
Save that one.
I want him.
Murray writes in.
Of course he does. Somebody tweets me, Mayock thinks it's a great pick for the Chiefs. Of course he does.
Hey, guys, I fully support you guys reporting tweets and news as soon as possible. Anyone who doesn't like it can go listen to the Jets jerk-off report or whatever the, or whatever the Jets call their internet radio. Keep up the great
work. Oh, you mean that's not what it's called?
And P.S. to Andy, press rule.
You damn Skippy.
So
the only thing better is nips.
All right, so we're on the 13th pick. It's 9:15. The Cardinals are on the clock, and we think they're going to take Floyd, the wide receiver.
Correct.
Now, wasn't there reports that Larry Fitzgerald said he would like Blackmon?
There were reports he wanted a weapon. He's kind of sick of being the only.
Because I know they interviewed Blackmon on Sirius, and they said. Larry Fitzgerald said he'd love to have you, and Blackmon goes, I'd love to be there.
Blackmon's gone. So.
I know, but I'm just saying.
He wants a receiver so that other teams don't just say, if we take away Larry Fitzgerald, we win.
Well, that was my question is it just a receiver, or was he talking about Blackmon?
What?
Larry Fitzgerald.
He said, according to Schefter, that he was told they were taking Floyd. Fitzgerald is the he in my sentence.
I thought he was talking about Blackmon earlier in the week.
He may have wanted him. He's been told they're taking Floyd.
Okay, so is he disappointed?
I have yet to speak with Larry Fitzgerald in my entire life.
Well, you're supposed to be a reporter.
But if that's true, Fred,
yes,
Larry Fitzgerald can't be disappointed that they didn't get Justin Blackmon.
He's gone, and they took the second-best receiver in the draft.
And he was slated to be a top-five pick. But it's not like Mark Barron, who you thought, maybe we can get him at 14.
My question is, was it Blackmon that he liked, or does he just like having another weapon?
I have no idea. Okay. Ask him. Who cares? He obviously wants another weapon. He doesn't want to be doubled and triple-teamed all the time.
I'm just trying to ask a question.
No, but
I just get yelled at.
You know what they say about there's no such thing as dumb questions?
You just proved that. No, anyway, no one's yelling at you, Fred.
No, it's just...
I'm just saying...
Duh, he just,
Fitzgerald couldn't possibly be disappointed because they didn't get Blackmon. There was virtually no chance of them getting Blackmon. They might as well have tried to get Luck. They don't have a quarterback.
Strippers writes in, the Nagata comparison to Poe is laughable. Outland finalist, All-American, Pac-10 Defensive Player of the Year isn't the same thing as a second-team All-CUSA. So.
I mean, I think, who said that?
So someone not a... Comparing some Nada to Poe.
Oh, a lot of people say yeah. That was
but
like
who's
a
the
common
emailer?
Comparison.
Because that's
Strippers says it.
That's a great email, Strippers. Because I mean, there's no comparison with those guys' resumes.
Right.
What about style of play? Do you see any similarities?
Well, they're both massive athletic guys.
They're both 300 plus pounds. I mean, well over 300 pounds.
Okay.
That's where the similarities end, in my opinion, though.
Mike in Boston, what are the chances of the Patriots trading up to 18 or 20 to get Chandler Jones?
Yeah, Greg Bedard just tweeted that.
How would you feel about that?
I don't think they need to trade up to get that guy.
Do you trade to get in front of the Jets?
They can have him. I don't see what the great love affair is with this guy. I don't need another set the edge kind of guy. I need a dominant pass rusher. And we're not going to get one.
Yeah, is that all he does?
But there aren't any.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. We're not going to get one. So I don't think you need to trade up to get a guy who's not
that. Well, is there one left?
There's not a dominant pass rusher in the draft.
I would take Whitney Mercilus down there if he was still. I wouldn't trade up to get Chandler
I mean, I
Jones.
Like Mercilus more than Jones, but I don't think he's going to be a dominant pass rusher either. I think he's a better player than Jones.
I think he'd be better than Jones, though, in that department.
He has the potential to be a more dominant pass rusher. That is accurate.
Yeah, I agree.
Adam Schefter has said Michael Floyd is the pick. And now that should leave Brockers for St. Louis with the next pick.
Okay.
Brockers.
Unless the Patriots trade up with St. Louis to get Brockers. Mm-hmm. Fisher and Belichick.
Yeah.
St. Louis would hate each other. Every pick of the second round, then. They already have three, I think.
Fisher and Belichick don't like each other.
James in Virginia says, great draft coverage. You guys make NFL and ESPN shows seem dull in comparison. I agree with you and many other Patriots fans, staying pat at 27th and 31 and get the best defensive players you can with those picks. If nothing else tells you that defense is the team's biggest need this year is what happened at the end of the Super Bowl.
With the 13th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Arizona Cardinals select Michael Floyd.
Michael Floyd goes to the Cardinals. The Rams are on the clock.
You know what he said? Around on me.
the Rams are on the clock at 14.
Drinking problem.
Yes, I know.
Oh, I got it, Andy. You're not that subtle.
I thought it was good.
or clever.
You usually do think that.
Mark Rock On says, Mark, hey guys, and Eric, you guys are like 5 minutes behind NFL Network. The guys are hugging Mr. Kamish when you're announcing it. You guys rock, though. Keep spoiling the picks. If everyone else doesn't like it, then they can turn off their TV.
How are we spoiling the picks if we're 5 minutes behind?
Well, we're saying it, though. Maybe we should...
Why don't you put NFL Network back on?
Put NFL Network back on.
Evidently, we're not going to please anybody tonight.
Maybe that's what ESPN's doing is...
I feel like Eric.
They're really behind on their TV coverage.
I get it.
But they're ahead on their tweets or something.
Oops. There's an extra one.
When did he turn into two-gender over here, Paul?
Why is it...
What are you doing? Now you're screwing up the television. Great.
Good job, Andy. I added a channel.
Just so you guys know, Kevin wanted everybody to know that wasn't Kevin's fault.
Suck it, Kevin.
Hey, my boy Melvin Ingram's still out there.
Yes, he is.
Dropping like a stone.
Yes, he is.
Which is
tends to happen when you're 6'1" and don't have a prediction.
He should not have been a top 10 pick.
Didn't you predict that on the web questions that we answered?
Yeah, the Patriots are going to get him at 27.
Ingram would
fall? That's right.
No. He says the Patriots are going to get him at 27.
Yeah, well, he's still available.
No, I know that, but, you know.
So far, Fred's right.
If it does happen,
14 ain't 27.
Paul will still say I'm wrong, even if it happens word for word.
Freddie, if he's available at 20, I'll say you were right.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Well, they have to get him.
No, I'll say you got in the neighborhood.
Brent says, Stripper's last email was was word for word a copy of a tweet he retweeted from somebody named @BradAndGull. So he's a fraud. Uh-oh. Listener on listener crime.
Yep, love it. Keep it up.
Yep. You've been outed, Strippers. You're plagiarizing other people's tweets. Not good. Let's see. Rob says, stop yelling at Fred already. Seriously, did he cut Paul and Andy's pay today or something?
Can't get blood from stone.
Not much to cut there.
I wonder. I just it's unbelievable.
What?
And John says, I hate to say it, but Eric is right. Everyone stop your bitching. Props to any Patriots fan that shows up in New York, and you guys are jumping all over Fred. It's true.
It's true.
Let's see. Josh says, if Goodell hugs these players any longer, one of them is going to be impregnated. Roethlisberger has got to be thinking, how come he gets away with that? Wow. Is he that touchy-feely up there?
It's been pretty intimate.
Well, he's getting booed every time he gets to the stage, so maybe he's compensating. You know.
Well, the players are like rushing up to him, too, and eager to embrace him.
Right.
It's not like he picked them.
Closer to millions.
It's like he just announced the pick.
All right, let's see what we got here. Jeff says, as a Rams fan, when the Patriots were in the NFL and still a follow... What? I don't know. I have no idea what that...
Good point by our friend over at NFL Draft Expert. If they wanted to trade up, Seattle is now at 15.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Patriots had conversations with them,
sure.
Maybe they could... rekindle those talks,
mm-hmm.
if they're not still mad because Seattle let it leak or whatever happened.
Well, they shouldn't be mad now, but after everything that's been leaked tonight,
a lot of leaking.
Just, that's the way the first round's going here.
Freddie, to get back to your Larry Fitzgerald
maybe they need
thing.
Depends.
Yeah,
a lot of leakage here.
Jarrett Bell of USA Today tweets out that know that Larry Fitzgerald's loving that pick of Michael Floyd, as Peter King wrote a few days ago on Monday Morning Quarterback.
Okay, so he wanted Floyd. Let's see.
I still think he's misrepresented. I think he wanted a weapon. I think he would have taken Blackman.
I didn't read Monday Morning Quarterback, so I don't know if
I
he
think the story was he
said,
wanted a weapon, a really good weapon.
Trent and Richardson? Let's see.
I can't believe these people are defending you for us
Stop
jumping on him.
Yelling at him. See, Fred, I showed restraint.
Thank
that
you.
Time.
Steve in Westford says, we, the PFW and Progress fans, listen to you for anything and everything you will give us. If any listener doesn't like hearing tweets read and also hearing the commissioner announce them on the show, turn the damn thing off and leave us to enjoy the guys. Also, this will be the last time I defend Eric.
Russ Landy, I don't even know who he is.
Scout guy.
He says, I think New England late in the first might be the only team willing to gamble on Jenkins in the first round.
Any reason why?
Nope.
Oh, okay. St. Louis is on the board? No. Yes, the Rams are on the board.
Evidently, the pick is in.
They're
going to
take Brockers.
You think so?
Brock!
Yeah. All right.
I'm feeling pretty confident
about
that.
I think Brockers is a good player.
I think he has great potential and is a solid player.
Yeah, very young.
While we have this lull, Kevin, what time are we on tomorrow? 7 o'clock. So more festivities tomorrow.
More of this.
At 7.
Mm-hmm.
This magic.
We'll be here for.
And what time are we on Saturday?
Noon. Noon on Saturday. Noon to 3.
Why do we make that change again?
We have to be off at 3 for the Revolution soccer team.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good reason.
Yeah, to soccer team. The Revolution, you know, the soccer team.
That's a good reason.
For Major League Soccer.
So Brocker's here, huh? Mortensen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, many people tweeting it.
Paul didn't read Monday Morning Quarterback. How will he know what the Starbucks is like in the Newark, New Jersey airport?
You're correct about that.
Or who had bad gas on the plane ride?
No, you're absolutely right about that. I missed out on all those pertinent facts this week.
Andy in Sioux City, great job, guys. When was the last time the Patriots traded up? I only remember them trading the other direction.
2004, they traded up one spot to get Ty Warren.
In the first round.
In the first round.
That was 2003.
Three.
They've traded up many times.
And then...
elsewhere.
In 2002,
to get Graham.
Daniel Graham.
To get Daniel Graham.
But, I mean, they traded up to get
they've traded up
Chad
in
Jackson,
other, yeah.
Rob Gronkowski.
But in the first round, I think, was the question, right? Or was I reading that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're talking about first round.
Yeah.
Anyone surprised at all that Copples hasn't gone yet?
No.
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 He has bust written all over
really?
Him.
Really?
Yeah.
There's more a lot than Poe or less than Poe?
Less. Less than Poe.
It's interesting.
Similar.
A little bit less.
I would say similar.
A little bit less.
Copples was more well thought of going
right,
back.
Right,
you know, last year, right. Whatever. You know, if you remember, people, as soon as we didn't take Quinn, people were joking, you can stick with your Quinn thing and just go for Quinton Copples and say the Patriots should get him. He was already a target last year, whereas Poe was not. Poe was
Poe
a nobody
out of nowhere.
Until he ran a 4.940 at 350 pounds or whatever. But I think Copples, he has a lot of physical ability. I think he's overrated in that people keep saying, Julius Peppers. And I think he's more of a DE slash DT than a pass rusher,
than
edge guy, great athlete.
D-E-O-L-P.
Yeah. And then there's questions about his motivations, his what he wants to be. Not a lot that I like there.
Okay.
I think he has great potential, but I don't think he'll ever realize it.
Freddie Strippers is mad at you because he said you failed to read the subject line of his email, which said, great tweet about Poe.
Oh,
I didn't
okay.
steal a tweet, he says.
Cindy, you ruined it, Eric. Let's see. Wyatt writes in, why do people want Brandon Whedon? He's 29. The team that drafts him needs a new quarterback soon. I'll be happy if the Browns give us a first-round pick and second for our 27th. Would New England do this? And Fitzgerald said he thought Floyd was better than Blackman and wanted Floyd.
Oh, okay.
So there you go.
Hmm. Got his wish.
Tyler writes in, Andy is very jealous of Copples because he has busts all over him.
True that. Most popular guy at the strip club.
Greg from Eugene, Oregon says, I'm so glad to listen to you guys. Look. They have a
ton of these. I love how audio just pops
name.
Up in the middle.
We're going
voice.
To the podium.
I'm Mike Mayock, and I'm great.
With the 14th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the St. Louis Rams select Michael Brockers.
Michael Brockers.
Defensive tackle, LSU.
I never saw that coming.
Brockers off the board. You didn't?
I'm just kidding. He's being facetious.
Okay. To finish Greg's email, he says, much better. You guys are much better than listening to Mel Kiper Jr., who acts like he knows everything.
And so does Mike Mayock.
So do I.
So,
so does Paul
either
and
yeah, well.
I know nothing. Didn't you hear the open?
Yes, I did. It's a good open.
Tyler says, he's from Connecticut. He says, what do you think the chances are that we swing a first for veteran before the end of the night?
Is that an OCU Mignora question?
Yeah, because he's supposedly on the market.
I think very little. Very little chance.
First of all, agree with Paul.
Look what veterans are getting.
In terms of money?
No, I'm talking in terms
in
of draft
value?
Picks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Asante Samuel got a seventh-round pick.
Yeah. Right, true.
But
you know,
also, we don't really have that many picks to trade, and the reason we don't have picks is because you've made bad trades trading for veterans.
For veterans before, yeah.
Right?
Ocho, Haynesworth.
And they only have 5 picks right now next year,
right.
Freddie.
Yeah.
Because they lost a pick for the Tubagoo and for Ocho.
Well, it's true.
He'd have to drop 50 pounds to qualify as a Tubbs Ogoo.
I was
going to
say, that's disrespectful to Tubbs Ogoo.
Seahawks on the clock at 15. Eddie writes in, can you remember the last combine workout warrior that actually panned out? I think that's a good question.
Would Chris Johnson qualify?
Yes.
He opened eyes at the combine.
Absolutely.
Yep, yep.
Absolutely.
He ran like a 4.28 yes. or something or some ridiculous
No one
time.
Even knew who he was until right. he ran that time at the combine.
Good job, Andy.
Yeah, good
draft right there.
Good yeah. Andy.
But I think that the emailer's right point is probably the larger point is valid.
Right.
Most of those guys, Ben Watson was one of those guys. Mm. Obviously, the poster boy is Mike Mamula from Boston College. Mm-hmm. No surprise there, a BC guy let everybody down in the pros.
Karthik writes in, I don't think we have any players left. Brockers, Barron, and Fletcher Cox are all gone.
Whitney Mercilus.
Mercilus.
Melvin Ingram.
Jones.
Melvin Ingram, yeah.
Ingram.
Come on.
Theoretically, the three best edge guys are still available. And Copples, if you think he is.
And we don't.
I don't.
So those three that we mentioned earlier.
There's always talent on the board.
Even like a Dre Kirkpatrick, yeah, I think he'll probably go soon. I mean, some of the tweets now are saying that he could be up soon, but I think there's still some good players available.
Absolutely.
I think the Jets have the balls to take Mercilus because everybody is calling him Golston 2.0. I think they're going to take Jones.
Alberto in Phoenix writes in, chances New England uses both picks in the first round.
Here comes the commissioner.
Bruce Irvin, says Adam Schefter.
Oh, yeah. Boy. Irvin.
God.
Oh, wow. Oh, boy.
We got the reach of the draft. Pick. In the 2012 NFL Draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Bruce Irvin.
Wow.
Defensive end.
Now, that's a
wow,
Carol pick.
Wow,
we're
going to
bring him in.
Yeah.
We're going to
calm down.
We're
yeah.
going to make him, you know, a Seahawk.
That's right.
Play Seahawks football.
I'm stunned.
You wow. are?
Yeah. Yeah. I never saw him going in the first
he
round.
He punched a sign and broke a sign and was arrested
after
his pro day.
After
he's
his pro
been
day.
In jail.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Well, Pete's got a lot of... A lot
explosive
of experience with those
flags.
Guys from USC.
I'm stunned.
Andy, I'm stunned you didn't laugh at that, the thing on NFL Network there. Did you see what that said up top?
What?
Explosive get off, explosive red flags.
Speaking of Seattle, Jay writes in, how many people are typically in the Patriots war room on a draft day? Because looking at Seattle's, it's as if every employee in the organization is in there.
I think it's more places are like that than like here where it's like six people.
Right. And I think, don't you think it's smart to have less people in there? Because by that time, you know what you're doing. You know. You know, why do you need everybody in the room?
Because it's what
they
want
to be a part of it. It's exciting.
I mean, some of these teams have boards of directors and you have this and you have that. I mean, I don't even think all of them are scouts. Like Seattle, a lot of those looked like scout types, but you never know who the people are.
TJ,
that's
Wright.
Great for the Patriots,
oh,
by the
God,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that just pushes
it's
everybody
a domino
down.
Thing,
yeah,
right?
Everybody
exactly.
down.
That's what I was thinking.
That is, I'm stunned.
Yeah. TG and NJ says, so Schefter gets the first pick.
Okay, how do I find Paul Allen?
Gets
now
the
Tom
pick
Curtis.
First.
That's... Everybody's saying the same thing. He's ahead of everybody.
Right. TG says, so Schefter gets the pick first, then Squidward announces it, then we see the commish go to the podium, then we hear it on PFW, then Andy yells at Fred. Complete draft coverage all around. So when does Belichick trade out of the first round? Won't be surprised if he takes Jenkins.
Yeah, that's. I'd be fine with that.
All right. Andy says, oh, what the hell, take another tight end. Okay. Howard John says, who would you take, Ingram or Branch? Howard Johnson.
probably Ingram, but that's a tough one. That's a tough one because I think Branch has potential.
Okay, you like that, huh, Kevin? Good. I like to make you laugh. The Jets are on the board at 16. You know they're going to screw this up. Apparently, I'm the only one doing the show now, but that's okay.
I just
how do you spell Paul Allen?
P-A-U-L-A-L-L-E-N.
Yeah.
I think it's Paul G. Allen.
On the Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Larry in Endicott, New York says, love the show. I'd like to weigh in on us never picking our extra first-round pick. Eric was saying or complaining eventually we need to take all the picks. Tuesday show.
Mm-hmm.
I think you have to stop thinking about the first-round pick as a first-rounder and think of it as the vehicle for us to get an extra second-round pick in this draft. Then the first rounder gets added to next year, and it allows us to get another extra second rounder, and so on and so on.
Yeah, I understand the idea behind it, and my idea is you get good players in the first round. I don't want second rounders.
Actually, you know, I was listening to Sirius, and Pat Kerwin was going over the first round draft last year, and like four of them, if you had to pick now, you'd pick in the first round.
Four of all 32?
They went down the list and was like, nope, wouldn't pick him, wouldn't pick him, wouldn't pick him, wouldn't pick him.
FYI, apparently Goodell got to Paul Allen. That's it for my first round tweets. Thanks for following. Go see.
Well, maybe it's just they picked.
Maybe until he picked.
Yeah, but how was he finding out everybody else's picks?
He's clued in.
With the market,
it'd be interesting to actually be in that, you know, be in there sometime, and maybe that's how it happens.
Yeah.
Everybody
I mean,
knows.
Technically, isn't the guy in the car, Jimmy D, supposed to carry it up?
Right,
and they look
your
at
guys,
it and pass
see
it up to the commissioner.
Guys,
I mean, you'd like to think that, you know, Dallas doesn't know who the Patriots are picking at 27 until the commissioner announces
it.
Unless they actually were in trade talks with Dallas.
But this is, I mean, this is proving that this whole dog and pony show of having Jimmy D and Rotten in New York at a table with a card walking it up might be old school, useless.
Well,
it's all going on digitally and Paul Allen has some sort of a wire that says, you know, so-and-so just picked, here it is, and then he tweets it out, you don't need the guys with the cards in the horse and pony show.
I think they should get rid of this whole draft order based on how you finished the year before and do it like dodgeball where they put the...
If you're not going to be serious.
You put the pick in the middle of the gym and all the GMs have to run and grab it and whoever gets it gets that pick.
You're an idiot.
Oh, boy.
Larry also says, with the market being set cheaper to move up, do you think Bill might see good value to move up this year and then still have our other first rounder to trade back?
We're getting close, though.
Jets
this
fans,
is around that area where they should be looking to trade.
Jets fans are chanting, we want Ingram. We want Ingram, apparently.
They might get him.
Jets fans want Ingram, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know they're going to boo whoever they take.
Well, they were looking at my choice. That's why. They're going against me. It's a conspiracy. Jets on the clock at 16.
I'm still trying to get over this Bruce Irvin pick.
It is a surprising.
I mean, on so many levels, he's a problem child who has been a problem child of late.
And really recently,
even
yeah.
talent-wise, the MO is, you know, great first step, elect, but not that he's necessarily a polished outside linebacker pass rusher. I'm not sure if he doesn't get the edge, he has a second move.
Well, everybody says he's got explosive speed.
Right.
You know.
In the Big East, the worst football conference in America.
Well, wasn't he a backup anyways?
I don't know about that.
At West Virginia, I thought he backed up.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm just saying the competition level in the Big East is a lot different than facing even Matt Khalil in that conference. You know, that's a bad football conference, and now he's going to have to face... You know, first-round type picks, Nate Solder every week.
There's a question in every level. You know, can he be an every-down player? I don't think so. You know, like you said,
Fred wants to move him to safety.
He's a bad, you know, he's a question mark character-wise. He's a question mark whether or not he can play all three downs. There's nothing, and he's right. He's a question about is the talent level he played against because
right.
the Big East stinks.
Most of the mock drafts had him in the middle of the second round.
And I mean, I am absolutely intrigued. I think pure pass rusher, he might be the best in the whole draft.
And that's right. Remember last year?
But
James
he's a
Carpenter,
one
Nick Saban
point.
Goes,
in the first round?
Same thing this
2 years
year.
In a row.
Bruce Irvin, in the first round.
2 years in a row for your boy, Petey.
But theoretically, they're getting better, aren't they, out there?
But he did a great job this
right,
year coaching.
I
have to say that.
Again, the Jets are on the clock. We'll see what happens with that. That'll be interesting. We'll see what they do there. Michael says, do you forward my mock to Pete? I had Bruce Irvin at 15.
Who said that?
Michael in Columbus, Ohio. Okay. Maybe he was reading your mock. I don't know. Chris in Indy says, why did we ever sign Chad Johnson again? He was worthless last year. What in the world did the Pats see in him? Well, they didn't sign him again. He was under contract.
They actually took away $2.1 million.
They redid his deal.
Dollars from his. They didn't redo anything. They took it away.
Alden in Connecticut says back-to-back reaches by the Seahawks in the first round, first with Carpenter, now Irvin. Who do you think could be possible trading partners for our pick?
This is phenomenal. Jets take Quentin Couples.
Oh.
More players than the Patriots.
You were right, Fred. They
I
did
would like
screw it
see.
Up.
Yeah, you think so?
Quentin Couples, yeah, he's going to be bad.
That's a potential bust.
Yeah.
Tannenbaum might be making his last picks,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
He must have pictures because he should have been already gone.
He will be sooner or later, though.
So the Jets, according to who says who
Adam
says
Adam Schefter.
Schefter is saying Copples. Okay. All right. So the Jets pick is in, and here comes the commissioner. We already know, but we'll do it anyway just to make it official.
New York Jets.
With the 16th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Quentin Copples, defensive end, North Carolina.
I got to tell you, this is really good for the Patriots because...
well done.
If the Patriots... Theoretically, the three pass rushers left are Merciless,
yep.
Jones, and sort of a pass rusher,
Ingram.
And Ingram. And theoretically, most mock drafts had San Diego, Chicago taking pass rushers. But there's three.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's, so there should one be one left.
Yeah.
You could be right, Fred.
Yeah.
Melvin Ingram could be available, and then the Patriots will pass on him, so you'll be wrong. But
but I was right. But the Patriots were
right,
wrong.
Exactly.
Right.
this is interesting. Although
I would love
Melvin Ingram
right,
will
Freddie.
Not get by Pittsburgh.
I would love for you to be right.
Yeah.
You know, Melvin Ingram is the guy who's available. He will not get by Pittsburgh. But we're also forgetting Upshaw and Hightower are going to go in there somewhere. Starting to look like the Patriots could get an edge defender.
The Bengals are on the clock at 17.
Kendall Wright, wide receiver, Baylor.
But you know what's funny is, with the exception of Irvin, there haven't really been any players picked that didn't belong, you know, that weren't slated to be picked in you know, so far. Irvin was the one guy. That's the only pick, right? I mean, I'm just looking at all these. All these other guys were top half of the first round.
Yeah. Well, Poe.
You know, supposedly. Yeah, I suppose.
Poe was up. He was down. Now he's up again in real life.
Yeah, but they were all. I mean, these are all guys that were slated to get taken before the Patriots. With the exception of Irvin.
Maybe not Gilmore.
I don't think Poe was.
Oh, Gilmore definitely was.
Gilmore was, I saw, available in some of those.
No, most mock drafts this week, he was like a top 10 pick. Poe had fallen
some people had Poe dropping, too.
Actually, some people had the Patriots taking him at 31.
Poe?
Yeah.
Matthew wants to know, what are the chances of the Patriots going to the Super Bowl this coming football season? I would say right now, at this moment in time,
zero.
They have the best chance in the AFC going to the Super Bowl. Right now.
I would agree. Why not? They got Brady and Belichick. Same old, same old.
Let's see. Adam is from Melbourne. He says, let's get Jenkins before it's too late. I think Belichick will whip him into line. And who will be the bigger bust, Irvin or Poe?
Poe.
I'm going to go Poe.
Poe, okay.
Poe.
Walden is in Boston. By trading away the worst of our two first-round picks each year, we will then get to exercise the better of our two first-round picks the following year and also get a bonus pick in the current year. This is a brilliant, sustainable strategy. Despite what Eric says, we should keep trading away the worst of our first-round picks as long as teams are willing to make this deal.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Whatever.
Well, I think there's some there's now what happened here? My email just crashed. Oh, I'm back. Let's see. Andy writes in, I apologize if you talked about him, but what do you think of our Iowa boy, Riley Reiff? We haven't talked about him.
I think he's a good, solid player. Nothing spectacular. Light years behind Khalil, but a solid starting NFL tackle.
And he's going to be taken now, it looks like, where he probably should have.
Yeah.
All along.
A little Matt Light-like. He'll be solid. Yeah.
Because originally
you know,
he was top five, top ten, originally, back in like...
Yeah, way back.
February.
When Jonathan Martin was high.
Yeah.
Before people watched tape, apparently.
All right. Bengals are on the clock. Is the pick in? We don't know.
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not that we know of.
So there might be some movement going on.
Could be.
With the Bengals, perhaps?
Could be.
Not necessarily with the Patriots, but I'm just saying. What do we got here? Tony writes in, edge rushers will definitely be available at 27, but the Patriots are going to pick up
a
slot receiver or a star defensive back. Boo-hoo. So, would you be surprised if the Patriots took a defensive back?
Nope.
No?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Especially not if Jenkins is available.
Defensive front seven, defensive back, or wide receiver will be the three picks.
Derek wants to know, what are your thoughts on how the board is falling so far? Let's keep pushing the conversions. Defensive end, offensive outside linebackers down. That's kind of what's happening here. And,
it's been good for the Patriots so far. There are a lot of good players that would make sense for them.
You know what that means.
They're not going to take any
fans
of them.
Have specific names to criticize, like talk radio tomorrow. Yeah. You know, you got a board that had Merciless and McClellan, and we got this guy drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Mark my words.
Paul still here?
Matthew also wants to know, do the Jets have a chance of winning the AFC East having Tim Tebow as a starter or going to the playoffs? No, they don't.
No, no chance.
The Jets aren't even going to come in second place this year.
Ooh.
So
Buffalo?
I think Buffalo is.
I like what they're doing with their friend.
I think it goes
New England, Buffalo, Miami.
Miami, the
I
Jets.
Agree. They can't
really?
Finish. Yeah. I think Fred's right. They can't finish ahead of the Patriots.
So, and all right.
What's he saying?
I don't know if there's a joke in there.
No.
There's no shot?
I don't think the Jets have a shot.
Okay. I like what I'm hearing from Paul. Steve wants us to have a push-up contest. No.
Fred's not
just,
ready.
Just to let you know, there was a draft party here, and a lot of fans were out on the field before the things all got started, and they had, I don't know, what you describe it as, maybe a mini-combine.
Mini-combine, yeah, exactly the way I
would describe it. Three-cone drill, a 40-yard dash, and I was trying to entice Fred and Andy to go down and continue the decathlon to actually get up to 10 events to make it a true decathlon.
Well, I was worried because according to Fred's computerized workout partner, his strength is up 37%.
36,
sorry.
Yeah, don't exaggerate.
Bengals
so now,
on the
what
clock,
is that?
Pick
is that
is in.
From 3 to 4?
No, it's all different
how many
categories.
Pounds you
it's
can
an
lift?
Average. It's an average, right.
Why don't you work out with real weights and real people and not computers? Stick your little floppy drive in there.
When you're 50 years old, let's see how you are.
I've been hearing that all my life.
You'll
be
wearing
when you're 25,
depends.
Oh, when you go to college, you're going to put on weight. Oh, when you're 30, you're going to put on weight.
When you're wearing
I look as good as ever.
When you're wearing Depends and all
Fred,
that stuff.
Andy did it the opposite way. He was a fat load the first half of his life instead.
Right.
Well, that's true.
I had a good email.
I'm sorry.
Josh in Texas. Is Captain Value holding on to multiple ones and twos so we can cash them in for a quarterback when Brady is done? Love the show. How do I go about buying you all lunch? It's a little late today, but
save that email, though.
Yeah.
We'll book you for next Thursday, baby.
Try not to screw that up, Kevin, all right?
Yeah. And by we mean Kevin.
Yeah, and if he screws it up, then email somebody else or keep emailing till you can give us food.